break your heavy light. Don't worry at all, worry at all. This love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Weighed down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, you will make your heavy light. Don't worry at all, worry at all. This love is always right.
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Keto, you know she from Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Lala like James Bond in my black tuxedo. Sauce outside cooling. I've been incognito.
Yeah, always spin up bread, baby. I'm no cheapo. Shout out Uncle Billy, he just beat the chemo.
Pretty Spanish mommy, and she call me Chico. She said, "Como estás?" I said, "Me no speako."
Yeah. Take it till you make it. I call that placebo. Father, Son, and Spirit. That's the three amigo. Ay. Woke up in the morning, I just did my Devo. That's the way I doodle on my ego. I think I just might have disappointed Primo. Dang.
That's okay. We just did this for the people.
Feeling sorry for yourself, like. Poor me. Poor me. Pour me a glass of coquito.
8 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
She want revival. Ever since I had swung viral, she been trying to add some titles. Entitled. She don't let me know at the dial. She want revival. Ever since I had swung viral, she been trying to add some titles. Entitled. She don't let me know at the.
Are you being serious right now?
Wait, oh. Girl, now you on the track. I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down, trying to swing around back. But don't text my phone, no, no. Mm-mm. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Trying to play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio and now you wanna listen. Need LASIK, you ain't got vision. When time, no.
Even when it's 7 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. Just wasting time, trying to prove who's right. And if it all goes crashing to the sea, if it's just you and me trying. Ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean and it turns to a fight. This fly from my mouth as it turns south. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stay the same and your mom smoothed away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go. But at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Yeah. with my little white thing. Funny how time change. Reminiscing days when they used to hit me with the cold shoulder like a ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. That the real never die, man. Cause when I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. All my dogs, we came out the right way. Never switched up for a price range. And we lived up to the hype, man. Used to bust jugs for a nice change. It's a tight game. Shawty, she's so bad, I think I might hang. Let me put something in your life, man. I only wish that my pops was here to see it now. Used to sit in the drop and kick a freestyle. It's
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Anxiety inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 21, feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own, even when I'm home. Taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do, even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet, yeah. I ain't done yet, I ain't done yet.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
On someone my shadow that I can't define. Turn into a gas like kerosene. Love that felt like 17. Hurt me too.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place. Now I'm falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now.
Just 30 more seconds.
Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here. I might have to
take this show on the road. We go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
One last time in the season of 2023, we play baseball for the Frisco Rough Riders, rematching with the Amarillo Sun Poodles. It's the season finale today for an afternoon game from Hodgetown. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back to Amarillo, Texas, in the panhandle of the Lone Star State, and seated alongside the voice of the Frisco Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. This is Josh Warden welcoming you into game number 137 out of 137. The Rough Riders will not make the playoffs this season, but here is what they can play for today. They can split the series with Amarillo, come back and split the season series with the Sod Poodles, as well as finish the season on a win, a two-game winning streak, and to have some pride going back on the bus ride to Frisco after this ball game today, which will begin at 1:05 this afternoon from Amarillo. The Rough Riders winning yesterday in a comeback, 4-3. Was the final score. Four runs on eight hits, one error. And for the Sod Poodles, three runs on five hits, one error. With Frisco coming into the ninth inning down by a run, they took the lead in the top of the ninth inning and closed it out in the bottom of the ninth. That was the first time that had happened all season. Frisco did not have a go-ahead and game-winning RBI in the ninth inning all year. They had a couple comebacks and extra inning wins. They've had some game-winning RBIs after the ninth inning, but not in the ninth inning. They did that yesterday with Josh Hatcher, the hero, in the ninth. The RBI triple to tie it, and then he scored the winning run on a wild pitch. Wyatt Lankford also stole some headlines. Three hits for the first time and a home run, his fourth of the series for home runs for Wyatt Lankford. Well, on the hill today for the Rough Riders, getting the start in the final game of the season, Nick Krauth takes the bump, a 5-10 record, and a 5.56 earned run average for the right-hander out of Concord, California. This is his 22nd and last start of the season for the Rough Riders. He's pitched more innings than any other Rough Riders thrower, and so that will definitely be true by the conclusion of this game. He's the only one with the century mark on the season. He'll add to his 102 innings on the year. He's not a big strikeout guy. His next strikeout will be his 70th on the season. Pitches to contact, and will try to be effective today against Amarillo. On the mound for the Sod Poodles is Gunnar Groen, 26-year-old from London, also started on Wednesday in his AA debut. He gave up three earned runs in three innings, including a home run to Wyatt Lankford. So the Rough Riders rematching in final game of the series and on the season at 1:05 today against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. We'll look back more at this season and hear a little bit more from Zion Bannister in our next segment, give you starting lineups as we go on the pregame show. Stay with us right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We continue on the pregame show from Amarillo as we close out the season of 2023 today. It is September 17th. We were looking at this date on the calendar, saying it's going to be here in no time, and a long time in different methods and different ways to look at it, back in the season opener. And here we are in the season finale. Josh Warden alongside Zach Bigley. For you, did it feel like a long time from April to September, or did it go by in a flash?
It felt like yesterday was opening day. It was a really quick season and a really fun season. And talking with Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, earlier this year, he said the same thing. You know, it's kind of crazy how quickly the season goes by and all the different talents that you see come through here and the great guys. And you and I were talking before the game, Josh, talking about how lucky we were to work with this great group.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me personally, this being my sixth year working in professional baseball, I can say this is one of the best groups that I've been around.
Yeah.
And they are obviously very talented on the field, and you can talk about the big names who have come through here and now here, Wyatt Langford, Evan Carter now up the big leagues. You can look at Thomas Sejasi and Luis Angel Acuna now no longer with the organization after being traded away. But all of those guys are good, just as good off the field as they are on the field. And all the guys that are here now, there's really not a single guy you can't go up to and just have a conversation with. And you don't see that very often in baseball. And I think it's an amazing credit to the Rangers organization and the guys that they look for and what they really say is important within this organization. And that's finding people who are going to be very good in the clubhouse. And they've done a wonderful job of translating that here to Frisco.
Yeah, it's been so many guys who've stayed here all year, some new faces, the new life injected in the clubhouse has been fun. I know we already played an interview from Zion Banister earlier this week, but there's one more portion of that conversation I really liked. The last question I asked Zion earlier this week, he had chatted about how he wanted to be a role model for other players as he grew up and wanted to represent both his home country, the Bahamas. And then I asked him, who were the role models you looked up to? And he gave a long and well-thought-out answer. I thought it really spoke to his character and maturity, even being just 22 years old. So here is Zion Banister talking about his role models.
Honestly, Derek Jeter.
Okay.
Derek Jeter, it made me start wearing the number two.
Okay.
I know Jazz wears the number two now, but since I was 2-3 years old, I've always wore the number two. I even to this day still have posters of Derek Jeter in my grandparents' house and still with me. Just because his leadership and his work ethic, I always try to remodel a little bit. But off the baseball field, I would definitely say my family. My family was a big part of my life, like huge, more than a lot of people know. The way my dad got up and attacked the day, you know, it was something that you have to see in order to really understand. Same thing with my mom, the way she got up and she attacked the day, and they face a lot of failures too, but at the end of the day, they always knew that the bigger picture was me and my siblings. Even my older brother, you know, a lot of things didn't go his way, but he's still doing what he's doing now in order for him to be the person he wants to be. And then last person, my little sister, she's 10 now, but she's extremely intelligent. And I think when it comes to me and my siblings, we always have a friendly, competitive battle for everything that we do. Who could get ready first? You know, she plays tennis now, so We always keep that competition going. So it's just been the little things within my family, within my household, that's just always drove me to be the best me. And then also, you know, the thought of having my own kid one day, my own family. You know, I want to be able to kick back and watch my kids play baseball too, and I want to be able to teach them. I want to be able to teach them, you know, just the ways of life, which is you have to be able to work hard in order to get what you want. And that was instilled in me from a very young age, especially from my grandparents, my aunt as well. And one day, I truly see myself in the Hall of Fame. You know, I always ask myself, how are we going to get there? But that's not an answer for me to answer, or a question for me to answer. It's in God's hands. So I'm going to just continue to do everything that I can to just be the best me and to keep the legacy rolling, the ball rolling.
All right, there's Zion Banister. Really fun conversation with him and a certainly forward-thinking attitude. And He's hoping to start out well. Already one start at AA and getting in the starting lineup today. Speaking of the starting lineups, let's give you the starters for both of these clubs as we prepare for today's 105 start between the Sod Poodles and the Rough Riders. Final game of the season. Leading off for Sean Roof's crew. The Sod Poodles put Cam Duzenak at the top of the order. He's the shortstop. Tim Tawa bats second, the DH. Caleb Roberts hits third and catches. A.J. Vukovic hits cleanup for Amarillo and playing center field. Davison De Los Santos hits fifth and plays first base. Nafe Castillo patrols right field and hits sixth. Christian Robinson at center field and batting seventh today for, or left field, I should say, for Amarillo. Giancarlo Cintron bats eighth and plays second base. Jesus Valdez hits ninth and has the hot corner. Now for Carlos Cardoza, the final lineup card that he's filled out in 2023 for the Rough Riders. He puts Caber Rodriguez at the top of the card playing shortstop. Wyatt Lankford gets the start once again, his 12th game at AA. He's DHing today and looking to add on to what has been a terrific series, going 12 for 18 so far in Amarillo. Liam Hicks bats third and catches today. Kellen Strong is the cleanup hitter and center fielder. Aaron Zavala plays left field today for the Rough Riders. He's hitting fifth. Josh Hatcher's behind him in the sixth hole and playing first base. Franier Chavez is the third baseman and hitting seventh. Ben Blackwell makes his Rough Riders and AA debut. He's playing second base today for the 24-year-old out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Finished out his college career at Clemson. Ben Blackwell hits eighth and plays second base. And only a little bit more experience for Zion Bannister, his second start with the Rough Riders and at AA. He plays right field tonight, Bannister hitting ninth. The Rough Riders looking to win two in a row to close out the season and split the season series and this series here in Amarillo. After a good game yesterday, one of the most fun games we've seen for the Rough Riders this year, started out really good performance by Jack Leiter, 9 strikeouts on the evening for Leiter over 5 innings. Allowed 2 runs and just 3 hits and a no decision. Wyatt Lankford, 3 hits, including a home run. One of those, the game-tying home run, and the Rough Riders would come back to take the lead in the top of the ninth inning and end up winning it with Tristan Pauly garnering the win as the pitcher for the Rough Riders yesterday. So we'll do it again today for the final time in 2023. So glad that you're joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Again, it's Gunnar Groen and Nick Kralf, the starting pitchers today for the Sod Poodles and the Rough Riders, respectively. Gunnar Groen throws out the first pitch to Caber Rodriguez when we return. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play on the other side of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more. Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
He swings, sends a drive, deep right field. It's a grand slam for Evan Carter.
Sidearms to second. Rodriguez throws, picked out at first for the double play.
Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Riders win.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rodriguez comes in to score. Biggers around second, on his way to third. He's there with a stand-up triple.
He swings and drives one to left field. That's got carry. Forget about it. Off the scoreboard and gone.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Onya to the warning track. It's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
And then there was one. It's the 137th and final game of the 2023 season, and it comes your way from Amarillo, Texas. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Hodgetown. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you for the final game of the year. The Rough Riders coming into today, 33-35 in the second half, 64-72 overall in the season. They face the playoff-bound Amarillo Sod Poodles at 43-26, 76-61 overall in the 2023 campaign. It's Gunnar Groen getting the start, his second start of the series for Amarillo, and Caber Rodriguez is ready to go for the Rough Riders, standing in from the right side to get this baby underway. It's been one heck of a journey throughout the season, and today it comes to a close. Gunnar Groen ready from the stretch on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, and the game's first pitch is lined down the left side and foul. It's 0-1, and we're underway at 1:09 in the p.m., 4 minutes tardy on a gorgeous day, 79 degrees and sunny, with 3-mile-an-hour winds blowing very softly out to left field. Groen, the right-hander, ready from the stretch, and he fires in the pitch. It's over for a strike down the heart of the plate. Quickly 0-2 on Caber Rodriguez, the Rough Riders' shortstop, who went 0-4 in yesterday's game but hit a lot of balls very well. Groen, the 26-year-old, the 0-2. It's low off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. The Rough Riders winning an absolute thriller last night by a final score of 4-3 with 2 runs in the top of the ninth inning. Groen, the 1-2. Rodriguez puts it foul back behind home, and it's still 1-2. And the Rough Riders needing a win today to split the series and finish off the season on a high note. Groen, the London United Kingdom native. He readies in the 1-2. Down in the dirt, off the outside corner, we're even at two balls and two strikes. Grawn went to Pepperdine for his college. He grew up in the Austin, Texas area and went to Austin Westlake, a football powerhouse in the state of Texas. And here's the 2-2. Fastball chopped back up the middle and threw into center. Base hit. Cabo Rodriguez starts the game with a single. It's his fifth hit of the series. And that brings Wyatt Langford to the plate. Well, what more is there to say about Wyatt Langford, the number four overall selection in this year's 2023 draft out of the University of Florida? This season, in 11 games with the Rough Riders, he's hitting .447 with a nearly 1,400 OPS. He's homered four times in the five games in this series, and he has a runner at first and nobody out. No score in the top of the first inning. Growing from the stretch in the first pitch to Wyatt Langford. It's over, but off the outside edge a little bit high, and it's one ball and no strikes. This series can be summed up very simply by Wyatt Langford. He has gotten on base 15 times in the first five games. The pinch. At the knees for a strike on the outside corner, it's 1-1. He has made just seven outs in the five games in this series. Four balls have left the yard so far in this set. He has been as advertised and more so far with the Rough Riders. And the pitch flutters to the outside edge for a strike. It's 1-2 on the Rough Riders' designated hitter today, who's 11-for-18 in the series. He's had seven consecutive games with at least two hits and one with three. Rowan, the 1-2. Langford swings and misses and strikes out for just the fifth time in 12 games with the Rough Riders. Growing with the strikeout. Here's one away in the first inning, and here's Liam Hicks. Rodriguez at first base in the scoreless top of the first. Let's introduce you to the defense behind Gunnar Growing today. Christian Robinson in left field, A.J. Vukovic in center, and Nafi Castillo in right field. Jesus Valdez at third, Camden Duzenak at shortstop. The pitch is just outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Giancarlo Cintron is at second base, Davison De Los Santos at first. Caleb Roberts is the catcher today. Growing ready from the stretch. He has that little squat down as he's ready to go in the pitch. And fouled away off the facing of the sweet level down the left side. And it comes back out onto the field near Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager and third base coach. And it's one ball and one strike. We'll talk a lot about this coaching staff and Carlos Cardoza and the whole rest of the team as we go through in this final broadcast of the season. One ball, one strike. Growen's pick. There's a high fly ball down the left field side. This one hooking foul and out of play. A ball and two strikes on the Rough Riders catcher. Not nearly the crowd that we saw on hand yesterday with 7,162 here in Amarillo in yesterday's contest. A good Sunday crowd, though, on a gorgeous day. Rough Riders have made a habit out of scoring in the first inning this season. They have scored the most first-inning runs out of any team in the Texas League this year. I'd love to do that again here in this first inning. The pitch to Hicks. He swings, bounces it to third, speared by Valdez on a second for one. Throw to first, got him, double play. Around the horn, 5-4-3. And the Rough Riders are retired in the first inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're into the top, or into the bottom of the first inning, I should say. No score. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles on the Riders Baseball Network.
You're one of a kind. You deserve a mobile service that lets you stand out. Introducing Astound Mobile. With award-winning internet, we have plans that fit you to do more, to be more, on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks. With Astound, you only pay for what you need. Buy the gig or go unlimited. Switch today and get mobile with our award-winning internet for as low as $40 a month. Two great services, one astounding company. We are Astound.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Every
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Big crowd gets the nod in the final regular season game of 2023 for the Rough Riders. No score. Frisco held scoreless in the top of the first inning. Nick Krauth goes to Cannon Duzinak, Tim Tawa, and Caleb Roberts in this bottom of the first inning. Here's the wind back by Nick Krauth and the first pitch on the way. Duzinak takes it off the left elbow and a hit by pitch on the first offering from Krauth. Duzinak is aboard after striking out four times yesterday. In fact, him and Tim Tawa in the top two in the order both struck out four times yesterday. And a 4-3 win for the Rough Riders. So here is the aforementioned Tim Tawa. Bottom half of the first inning. Talking to Nick Krauth earlier today, he's very excited and very honored to get the ball in the final game of the season. And he's ready from the stretch, brings in the first pitch to Tawa. Breaking ball popped in the air down the right side. Could have room. Hatcher, the first baseman, onto the warning track. And it's over his head, bounces harmlessly onto the warning track. First strike one on Tawa. It's 0-1. And Nick Krauth this year leading the Rough Riders in innings pitched. And his 110 and a third innings pitched overall, including his time in AAA, are second in the Texas Rangers organization, only trailing Robert Duggar of AAA Round Rock. 0-1 pitch to Tawa. Below the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. 102 innings here in AA Frisco for Nick Krauth, 23 outings, 21 starts. He's 5-10 with a 5.56 ERA. He readies and brings in the 1-1. Fouled away back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes. But he's pitched much better than that lately. In his last seven starts, an ERA just over 3. In his last four starts, an ERA just over 2. And he's coming off the longest start by any Rough Riders pitcher this season, going 7 1/3 innings his last time out against Northwest Arkansas. He delivers. Tawa takes strike three called. Top of the zone, outside corner with a 91-mile-an-hour heater. He painted it, and he got the first strikeout and the first out here in the first inning. So Caleb Roberts stands in now. One out in the first, runner at first base. Roberts, the left-handed batter. Lefties have been much better against Krauth this season than right-handers have. Here's the stretch, and a throw goes over to first base. Duzinak's back in. Left-handers have a batting average nearly 40 points higher than right-handers do. Krauth readies from the stretch, and he brings it. It's at the bottom of the zone, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Roberts 4-for-14 with a couple walks in this series. Rough Riders in the slate tops today with red double R ball caps and gray pants. It's the home whites for Amarillo. The pitch sears off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. And that last start against Northwest Arkansas for Nick Krauth back on September 10th was phenomenal. He allowed just 2 runs on 5 hits, struck out 8 over his 7 1/3 innings. He pitches. A line drive past the second baseman, Blackwell, and into right field, a base hit. Duzinak up to second base. Caleb Roberts singles to the pole side into right field. And A.J. Vukovic makes his way to the plate. That's what Roberts does best, hits to the pole side. Yank that one into right field, and now it's A.J. Vukovic, the wrong guy you want to see for the Sod Poodles coming up with a runner in scoring position. He's second in the Texas League in RBIs with 95, a Sod Poodles franchise record. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Just a bit inside, and it's one ball and no strikes.
Krauth comes at you with a big pitch arsenal. He'll go sinker, cutter, curveball, slider, and changeup. He twirls the ball behind his back, has his sign ready from the stretch. And the 1-0. There's a drive out to right center field. Strom into the alley, converging with Bannister. It's Zion Bannister to make the catch. Duzenak tags from second on his way to third. He gets stopped right there. And there are runners on the corners with two down now in the first inning. Well, the park just held it. Bannister was at the wall almost when he pulled that one in. Two down, and here's Davison de Los Santos. Los Santos with two homers in this series. Rough Riders trail this series 2-3. Krauth looks in for his sign. He's got it. He stretches, fires. Low off the outside corner with a breaker, and it's 1-0. Defense behind Nick Krauth today. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Zion Bannister in right. Brainerd Chavez has third base. Gabriel Rodriguez, the shortstop, 1-0. There's a ground ball, hot shot right to third. Speared easily. Chavez has got it. On to second for the out, and it retires the side in the first inning. One inning in the books, no score. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles to the top of the second. Well, we'll be joined by a very special guest when we come back. Stick around. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders! You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the second inning from Amarillo, Texas in Hodgetown. Zach Bigley, Josh Warden, and Seth Nordland. Seth, how you doing?
Awesome. It's great to be here.
And thanks for coming on up. Seth Nordland, a Rough Riders pitcher. Kellen Strom to start things off here in the top of the second inning in a scoreless game. It's Strom, Aaron Zavala, Josh Hatcher against Gunnar Groen, the starter for Amarillo. And the first pitch on the way to Kellen Strom. Over for a strike in the outside corner, 0-1. All right, I want to start with what we just saw between innings. Now, in 2021, Scott Engler, a reliever for the Rough Riders, started this feud with the Amarillo mascot. The pitch is a broken bat flare in a shallow right field. That drops in a base hit. Kellen Strom picks up a single on the final day of the year, going the opposite way. And that brings Aaron Zavala to the plate in a scoreless top of the second. So every time the mascot comes by on the go-kart, the entire Rough Riders bullpen and the mascot and everyone on the go-kart have a water war. You being in the bullpen last year were involved in that. What is your take on the water war?
It's so much fun. that's not a thing you get to see every day, regardless of where you're at. So when something like that happens, and it's going on for, what, year three now.
Yeah.
I hope it continues forever. And they seem to love it here.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the only team that does it with Amarillo is Frisco, so it's pretty unique. Have you gotten got by the water?
I have not. I always stay out of the way. But the most dangerous thing is when Ruckus gets off the back and then tries to get back on and the thing takes off. Last year he had that injury where he fell off the back.
That's right. One ball and one strike on Aaron Zavala, the pitch. High and away, and it's two balls and one strike. All right, so you had your start a couple days ago. Went 5 innings, 2 runs, 7 Ks. Well, what do you think about the way you finished out the season?
I thought it was as good as it could have possibly gone. I mean, 9 hits, a lot of, you know, little singles there, here and there. But I got the job done when I needed to, gave us a chance to win. And that's all you could ever ask for as a starting pitcher, I think. So, you know, season high strikeout 7. So that's all I could ever ask for to end my season.
This has been an absolute whirlwind of a season for you, starting in the Twins organization after being Rule 5'd. As the pitch misses down low and inside to Zavala, it's 3-2. And then getting your release from that organization, coming back to the Rangers organization, and being inserted into the starting lineup, or starting rotation, I should say. How do you kind of sum up this entire season?
Yeah, it feels like the first 2 months of my season almost didn't even exist after coming back here. It's been amazing. I can't even stress enough how incredible it's been since I've been back. And, you know, being a free agent, if this was the last step I ever took in baseball, you'd have to be happy with it. So that's how I view things for this season.
There goes the runner. There's a fly ball into center field. A.J. Vukovic is under it. He puts it away. Strom heads back into first base. Aaron Zavala flies out to center. There's one out and a scoreless second. Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. We're joined by Rough Riders pitcher Seth Nordlund. And it was such a fun trip last year into the playoffs for you guys and coming away with a ring. When you look back at that season last year, what are the things that stand out to you?
Oh, my goodness. Just the talent that we had on that team. And then, you know, most teams, as the season progresses, you know, guys go up from AA to AAA. You'll bring up guys from high A to AA. And a lot of times those guys from high A coming into AA might not quite be ready for the level. But the guys, if you look back at the guys that we brought up for that playoff run, they're all in AAA right now, so they're more than ready.
There's a line shot into right center, rolling into the alley off the bat of Josh Hatcher. And it's cut off by Castillo. He gets it back in. Strom up to second base. It's two singles in the inning for the Rough Riders. Runners at first and second and one down. And here's Springer Chavez. Yeah, those guys are talking about Evan Carter, Thomas Sejasi, Aaron Zavala came up and had a huge impact on the offense. It was a lot of fun. Even really guys out of the bullpen, too, who had huge impacts. Tristan Pauley had a huge appearance in the second game of the championship series, coming in for Jack Leiter.
Yeah, the unsung hero of that that playoff run, too, is Mason Englert, who ended up getting Rule 5 by the Tigers. So he pitched in the big leagues all year this year. So yeah. The talent that we had last year on that team was unbelievable.
And he went 5 1/3 in game one of the championship series. Scott Capers, 2 home runs, including a grand slam in that game. 2-0 on Franmer Chavez, who also was huge during that playoff run. Came up and played first base.
Yeah, to have a guy like Chavi that you can just plug and play anywhere in the infield, it's pretty incredible.
He bunts this one foul down the left side. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. I want to talk about Jack Leiter as well, a guy who you've been around the last 2 years now and started yesterday. Struck out 9 in his 5 innings. It's been so much fun to see him. Obviously not fun to see him go through the struggles, but see him bounce back and make those adjustments, and he's looked really good in his last few starts.
I mean, he looks like a different guy to me, just the way he goes about his book.
There's a ground ball in a left field base hit. Strom gets the stop sign at third base, and the bases are loaded. 3 singles for the Rough Riders here in the second inning.
Yeah, just the way Jack goes about his business, and he just does it differently this year, especially after that little break he took. I'm really excited for him going forward. I can't imagine what's to come for that guy, because he's honestly become one of my best friends since I've come back to the organization. And he's a grade A player. I mean, it's a guy that you're excited to have in the organization.
So now making his AA debut, here's Ben Blackwell, who was at Clemson earlier this year, signed as a non-drafted free agent, and the pitch is lashed into center field. That drops in, base hit. Strom in to score from third. Hatcher gets the stop sign, and welcome to AA Ben Blackwell. In his first career AA at-bat, an RBI single to center, and he breaks the scoreless tie. 1-0 Rough Riders. Not waiting around at all. First pitch swinging. That's awesome to see. Base is still loaded for Frisco. Another really nice guy, Ben Blackwell, joining this team yesterday. And here's Zion Bannister now in the 9th spot. First pitch from Groen. Taken down low and inside, 1-0. We talk about Jack Leiter and his progression that he's made from last year, where there was so much pressure on him right at the beginning. It feels like he's loosened up a lot here in the second half.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, just, you know, focusing, going from, you know, external focus on what he's doing to just...
There's a ground ball down the first baseline, sliding backhanded stop. De Los Santos throws onto second. He gets the out there. And Josh Hatcher comes in to score from third base. And the run comes in to make it 2-0 Rough Riders here in the second.
Yeah, just going from focus on what he's doing externally and you know, worrying about the hitters and the runners and this and that during the game. Just him being able to say, this is my delivery, this is what I need to do, and this is where I need to throw this pitch. That's just changed everything for him. And if he continues on that path, we've seen it over the last 3 to 4 starts. I mean, it's electric.
No doubt. I'm joined by Seth Nordlund, Rough Riders pitcher. Runners on the corners, 2 down. First pitch to Cabo Rodriguez is fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. I feel like, Seth, we could go down this roster, go down this entire team, and talk nicely about every single guy, because that's really just the group of guys that it is. And obviously not speaking badly about the Twins organization at all, but from your experience, how well do the Rangers do in terms of making sure they get good people on the teams that they have?
Yeah, I mean, being able to put the person and who they are first, I think that's the building block to a good team and a good organization. Good people will enhance the people around them, and that's something that this team does phenomenally.
Pitch to Rodriguez is low, and it's now 2-1. This is a guy with an electric personality, too, in Cabo.
Yeah.
He's a fun guy to be around. Runners on the corners for the Rough Riders. The pitch home. There's a chopper back up the box and into center. Base hit for Rodriguez, scoring Chavez from third. Bannister speeds around second into third base. And the Rough Riders have put a 3 spot up here in the second. RBI single, Caber Rodriguez. Runners on the corners still for Wyatt Lankford, who has a chance to blow this baby wide open.
Man, he just feels good every time he gets to the plate.
Right?
It's a confident feeling.
It's almost a surprise when he doesn't homer.
Yeah.
He is such an impressive hitter. He stands in from the right side, and time called. We're going to see a mound visit here from Tom Gorzolani, the pitching coach. What are your first impressions of Wyatt Lankford?
Man, he's a quiet guy, but, man, is he a good guy. And I actually had a little conversation with him the other day when he was hitting BP, and I was just curious because, you know, you get these guys that are drafted, you know, top 5 picks, and what's the difference between what they might have gone through or what they might think about hitting versus, you know, another guy. And his approach to the plate when I was talking with him was just next level compared to most guys that have played, you know, 2 months in pro baseball. So that impressed me to the point of I'm really, really confident in his ability.
They have a lot of differences, him and Evan Carter, but I think the biggest similarity, for me at least, is talking to them, you wouldn't know they were just 21 years old. And
no.
Wyatt Lankford's 21 years old. First of all, looking at him, you wouldn't think that because he's the biggest human on the team. But, I mean, this is a guy who is so smart beyond his years. He's in from the right side here with 2 down, runners on the corners, 3-0 Riders, the pitch. It's high, and it's 1-0. What he's done in this series has been incredible. 11-for-19, 4 homers, 4 walks, 6 RBIs. The 1-0. He takes outside. It's 2-0.
You can even see how picky the other pitchers are around the plate with him, just knowing the threat that he is. This series has really put him on the map in terms of, not that he wasn't on the map, but it's really cemented his spot.
2-0. He swings and misses, and it's 2-1, and he does not get cheated with his swings at the plate. And you'd think with a guy who takes as big a swings as he does, he'd strike out a lot, but he doesn't. Makes really good contact.
And that's another phenomenal thing about him is you'll see him choke up a couple inches sometimes with 2 strikes, and you just don't see big-time power hitters do that, you know. So that shows his maturity as a hitter.
He waits here, the pitch. That one's flared in the air down the right side. A long run in for Castillo over towards the line. He's there to make the catch, and the side is retired. That's it for the top of the second inning. It's 3-0 Frisco. We go to the bottom half of the second inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Writers Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
The home half of the second inning from Amarillo, Texas. Navy Castillo leads things off against Nick Krauth. Here's the windback in the first pitch of the inning. Flared foul to the right side. It's 0-1. 3-0 our score. Rough Riders out in front after a three-run inning in the top of the second. We're joined by Rough Riders pitcher Seth Nordlund. Castillo just 1-for-14 in the series. Big right-handed batter. Here's Krauth's pitch. Just a bit high, and it's one ball and one strike. Nick Krauth, Seth, is a guy who has been such a steady Eddie for this team over the course of the entire season, and he's really turned it on lately.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that...
There's a ground ball to the left side. Chavez Spears at third, sets his feet, fires across, and gets him. One away.
He's one of those guys that's just a elite strike thrower, really knows what he's doing out there, and... even though the kind of pitcher that he is, you might think that he's older, but he's only 23 years old, so it's pretty incredible how much more he's got to give in this game over the next few years.
And he's a great clubhouse guy, too.
Yes.
One of the best people. There's Christian Robinson now. First toss is lined up the middle, and it finds grass. A base hit for Christian Robinson. Single back up the box, and Carlos Cintron stands in. That's a free swinger in Christian Robinson.
Yes, both Castillo and Robinson.
When you were looking at this lineup, overall, kind of as a team philosophy, what are you trying to attack and exploit overall?
Yeah, just their aggressiveness. They're aggressive with the heater. That means they'll be aggressive chasing off-speed outside the zone, and it just creates that ability to maybe get swing and miss where you wouldn't before.
Runner goes, pitches a strike, throw down to second on the money, and they got him. Liam Hicks with a perfect strike into the second baseman Ben Blackwell's glove. He laid down the tag, and Christian Robinson caught stealing in his first career double-A attempt. Perfect throw. Great job by Krauth, quick to the plate as well. 0-1 on Cintron, the offering. Bottom of the zone, called strike two, 0-2. And that has got to be such a huge relief as a pitcher when you give up that leadoff. Or I guess one out base hit and get the caught stealing. 0-2, ground ball to the right side of the infield and through. It's into right field, and a single for Giancarlo Cintron the opposite way.
That's the great thing that Krauth's been doing lately, though, is, he gives up a few hits here and there, but it's just singles, and he attacks the zone, and he's not putting free guys or guys on base for free. Therefore, it's really hard to generate runs as a team if you're not ever getting that big hit or not getting a couple guys put on with walks or stuff like that.
He readies here, deals into Valdez. It's low and away. One ball, no strikes. Jesus Valdez, the third baseman, 1-for-3 in the series, making just his second appearance. 3-0 Frisco in the home half of the second. Crowd stretches, brings it home. Popped up to the right side and out of play. A foul ball, and it's one ball and one strike. Crowd pitching to contact so much recently, getting that soft contact that you mentioned. That's allowed him to go a lot deeper in games as well, be more efficient. A breaking ball, line foul into the bullpen. With the pitcher who's warming up.
Yep.
Made the catch out of the air, Carlos Meza. One ball, two strikes on Valdez. What are your thoughts on the on-field bullpen?
I think they're great, actually, because really? There's so much strategy behind an on-field bullpen. As a guy warming up in the bullpen, you can create time on the field and allow more time to warm up just by doing little things like throwing the ball past the catcher on purpose and stuff like that, where you can't do that in the Riders' bullpen.
There's a ground ball past third down the left field line. It's picked up by Zavala in the corner. He fires back in, but Cintron all the way into third. It's a double for Jesus Valdez right out of the reach of Freiner Chavez, going with a slide, trying to knock that ball down at third. And there are three hits in the inning, but the big caught stealing saves a run in this instance. 3-0 Frisco in the bottom of the second, and Camden Dusenak stands in. Do you actually throw the ball away on purpose? Have you done that before?
Yeah, last year I did it here. You can also do that in San Antonio.
That's awesome. Crowth ready from the stretch. And the pitch home. Over for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Are you telling kids on the berm at home to throw it onto the field?
I mean, there's a time. If there's a time, that's needed.
Crowth readies. The 0-1. There's a line drive. Softly hit in the left field. Zavala coming in. Base hit. Cintron comes in to score. Valdez around third. The throw's off the mark. It's a two-run single for Camden Dusenak, and he heads up to second on the throw. It's a 3-2 game. Rough Riders still lead it, but a two-run single for Dusenak, and that was off the end of the bat, just kind of a flare out into left. Here's Tim Tawa. Seth, what Jack did yesterday, which was so huge, was neutralize the top of the lineup. And two guys in the top spots were 0-for-8 with 8 strikeouts. Here's the stretch from Crowell from the pitch. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's 0-1. As a pitcher, would you rather get beat by the bottom of the order or neutralize that top of the order?
I think it's important to really dominate the bottom of the order, because those are the guys that if you let get on base, the top of the order normally will get what they normally get hits wise and all that, but dominating 6-9 on the bottom of that order is really what's important.
Pitch is fouled away and it's 0-2. Get the guys out there you're supposed to get out, right?
Exactly. But watching Jack pitch last night, there was times where, especially that first inning where he strikes out Dusenak, Tawa, and then gets that first pitch pop out here to right field. It's like I don't know if the other team has a chance right now.
Here's the offering in. Breaking ball. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Knee level. Three pitches to Tawan. He sits him down. Nick Crowth gets out of the inning. But a two-run single from Camden Dusenak. And it gets him on the board. It's 3-2. Rough Riders out in front as we go to the top of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Top of three, Rough Riders and Sod Poodles in the final game of 2023. Rough Riders leading 3-2. 3-4-5 due up for Frisco. Liam Hicks, Kellen Strom, Aaron Zavala. Alongside Josh Warden and Rough Riders pitcher Seth Nordlund, I'm Zach Bigley. A new pitcher out on the hill for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. It's Carlos Meza who takes over. Third bullpen game of this series for Amarillo. They'll be playoff bound. The pitch. Liam Hicks checks his swing, takes a strike at the top of the zone, and it's 0-1 from the left-hander.
Talk about a guy that's been impressive this year.
Liam Hicks. What's impressed you most about him?
Man, just his ability to... All the adversity he's faced in his, you know, pretty short pro career, it's been incredible to watch him, like, develop this year. Actually, you know, as a catcher that's at the beginning of the season wasn't playing every day, hitting .265. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Outside, it's 1-2. Seems like he's gone through stretches where he's carried this offense, too, especially from early July into early August.
Yeah, and then as a catcher, like, the walks and strikeout ratio is just unbelievable. I mean, almost 1-1.
The pitch is lashed into right field. It falls in, base hit. And Liam Hicks with a single in his final game.
On cue.
Oh, yeah. Set him right up. So we lead things off with a base hit, and Kellen Strong makes his way to the ditch. 3-2 Rough Riders, top of the third. You think about if Liam Hicks becomes a really strong defensive catcher, I mean, the ceiling's incredibly high for him.
I think that's the next step for him. I mean, just being able to, you know, be that guy that catches 4 or 5 times a week and truly develop over the course of a season, I think that then you've got yourself a real special player there, a really special player.
First pitch outside to Kellen Strong. From a pitcher's perspective, what does he do well as a catcher? There's a fly ball into right center field, hanging up in the air, and Afi Castillo's there. He makes the catch. One away.
I just love his ability to really dive deep into what you want to do as a pitcher on the mound. You know, a lot of catchers, they talk about receiving and throwing and blocking and all that stuff. And to me, as a pitcher, if you can handle a game with the pitch calling and what's going on and reading swings of the other team, that's the most important thing.
First pitch to Aaron Zavala is hit on the ground, foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Who's the best catcher you've worked with at doing that?
I mean, I love throwing to Capers. I think he's amazing. And then also in AAA, there's been a couple guys. Watley's way up there.
Oh, throw over to first. Not in time. Very close. Hicks almost got picked off at first base. He's back in. And Matt Watley, who's with the Rough Riders in 2021 and the beginning of 2022, he's known across the organization as being one of the best. And also a guy who keeps it very loose but can be very intense at the same time.
Yeah.
There's a bunt foul by Zavala. It's 0-2.
Not afraid to yell at you a little bit out there when you're not hitting your spots.
A good leader.
In
right?
A good way, yeah.
Yeah. That's a guy that if he could hit just .230, he could be a big leaguer. There's the 0-2. High and outside is Zavala, 1-2. Talking with Seth Nordlund, Rough Riders pitcher. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 offering to Zavala. High and out. outside, two balls, two strikes. Seth, you're a father. Your daughter, Abby, your wife, Brett. Are they tuned in right now?
I'm sure they are. I'm sure.
Abby's walking now. How crazy is that?
Yeah. Annie,
excuse me. Excuse me. Three balls, two strikes, Isabella.
Too many people. Grant's
right?
Wife.
I always get those two mixed up. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a high fastball. Two outs here on the third. 3-2 Rough Riders. Josh Hatcher stands in. Hatch singled into right field back in the second. Mesa ready from the stretch. He fires home. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Gorgeous day on this Sunday. It's 79 degrees. The pitch. Foul back. 0-2. When we get to this point of the season, are you happy? Are you sad? Are you going to miss it? What are the emotions?
It's always, it reminds me every year of the last day of school.
Pitch is high, and it's 1-2.
It's a little bit different than the last day of school because you're excited to go home and, you know, have some, hey, I wake up tomorrow and there's not anything that I have to go do. But after a couple weeks, you're like, oh, all right, like, I'm ready to possibly get back there.
Ready to see my friends again.
Yeah.
There's a ground ball back up the middle, and the shortstop, Tuzanek, bare hands, fires to first, and it's not in time. Nearly a spectacular play. Cutting in front of the third baseman, Valdez, nearly colliding with him. It's an infield single for Josh Hatcher. Takes down to second base, and Hatcher is 2-for-2 today. Dusenak made a brilliant play yesterday on Caber Rodriguez from the hole, and he nearly made a spectacular one here. As a pitcher, how much better does it make you feel when you have those defenders back there that can make the spectacular play?
Oh, my goodness. Just knowing that you're in a jam and you can lean on the ground ball, or, you know, you're not so worried about them making contact. It's just a confidence booster all around.
First pitch is high to Freiner Chavez, 1-0. Rough Riders have plenty of those guys that can make that spectacular play. This guy's one of them, really smooth defensively. 1-0. Whips it foul right behind home, and it's 1-1. 3-2 Rough Riders, top half of the third. We're hearing the voice of Seth Nordlund, Rough Riders pitcher. One ball, one strike on Chavez, the pitch. Just up high. 2-1. Mesa brings it in. There's a line drive off the fist right out to shortstop. Dusenak back into shallow left field. Squeezes at the chest, and the side comes to a close in the third. So the Rough Riders threaten. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on base. It's still 3-2 Frisco. We go into the bottom half of the third inning next to the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
Last of the third inning, Rough Riders a 3-2 lead over the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Alongside Josh Warden and Rough Riders pitcher Seth Northern, I'm Zach Bigman. Caleb Roberts to lead it off against Nick Krauth in the third. First pitch, just below the zone, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. Here's Krauth's 1-0. Grounded foul back behind home, and it's 1-1. 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors for Amarillo today. We talked so much with John Goebel, Seth, about pitching in this ballpark and how you can't think about the offensive tendencies of this ballpark. How important is that?
Yeah, I think it's just attacking the zone just like you would anywhere else, and treating the game plan just like you would anywhere else. And in those situations where a ground ball might be needed, just treat it like you'd need a ground ball anywhere else. I mean, if you come into this place thinking about what's going on, it's going to end up being tougher than it needs to be.
2-2 on Roberts now with a strike on the outside edge. After you have a tough inning like that for Nick Krauth, giving up the 2 runs, what's the mentality here to bounce back?
It's just got to be come out and get the first guy out of the inning.
There's a ground ball to second. Blackwell backhands, fires off balance to first and gets him. That's a shortstop playing second base, and he made it look easy. One away. And there's that first out of the inning, too.
Yeah, keeping that first guy off the base paths is probably the biggest thing. It's like a sigh of relief. It's harder to manufacture runs if the first guy doesn't get on.
There's that big first out, and here's A.J. Vukovic, especially because you're facing 3-4-5. Krauth's pitch. Just outside. 1-1, no strikes. And that's what Krauth has been so good at this year, is not allowing the multiple run innings. He's had some trouble with the big inning this year as the pitch is high, and it's at the top of the zone, I should say, 1-1, but he hasn't had multiple innings of big run outage against him.
Yeah, he's done such a good job. I mean, he's kind of somebody I see myself in, so I'm able to talk with him a lot. We're able to talk with each other a lot about what we could possibly do better against the lineup, you know, especially after I pitch or after he pitches. It's just something that we pitch pretty similarly, a little bit different stuff, but so similar that we're able to kind of bounce ideas off of each other.
The 1-2, Vukovic pops it right side, foul ground. Hatcher gives it a look, but this one's into the seats. A foul ball, and it's 1-1 and 2 strikes. So for those who don't know, during the game, starting pitchers are usually in the dugout. What are the conversations that you have during the game while the game's going on?
I mean, it ventures pretty far away sometimes from the game. But during the game, especially when the other starter's pitching, it's a lot about the game plan and stuff.
1-2 is cut on and missed for strike 3, and Nick Krauth picks up the strikeout, his third.
Yeah, sticking to the game plan and learning what you might be able to do tomorrow or the next day when you're actually pitching, that's how you really like dissect the lineup over the course of, you know, the week.
2 down, bases clear. Here's Davison De Los Santos. And Krauth fires. There's a line shot foul to the right side. Over our heads, down the right field line. And it's 0-1. Krauth offers. Over on the inside edge of strike. Breaking ball, and it's 0-2.
I don't want to brag too much on the other team, but this guy right here, Davison, is a special talent.
He fouls it away here, and it's 0-2. And he's young, too. He came in 19 years old.
Yeah.
What makes him so good?
Just his ability to, with his the type of swing that he has, to still make contact.
The offering is flicked foul to the right side, still 0-2.
one of the biggest swings I've seen this entire year.
Is Chandler Redmond up there too?
Yeah, he's for Springfield. He's more of a long swing that just gets some power in it, but Davison swings for the fences.
And the pitch is just low in the dirt. 1-2.
As an overall baseball fan, it's, you know, guys that you like to watch, stuff like that, regardless of what team they're on.
Oh yeah, the pick. He hits it foul back behind home. Still 1-2. And you imagine that when he continues to mature, he'll continue to get better with that contact. And maybe, scarily enough, get some more power.
Yeah.
1-2. He hits it foul again on the line on the right side. Still 1-2.
Krauth doing a good job here keeping him off balance.
When guys continue to foul off pitches, do you want to just keep pumping it in there?
Yeah, it's a fine line because...
He deals. There's a chopper. Third base side. Two hops. Chavez has got it. Flat-footed. Fires to first. Hatcher stretches out. Just keeps his foot on the bag. And it's the final out of the third inning. Seth, thanks for joining us.
Man, just incredible. I just want to say, my family and me, we've listened to so many announcers over the years, and you're the best.
Thank you.
So that's just what we have to say. That comes from me and my entire family that listens to every game.
Wow. I appreciate it. It's been an absolute pleasure these last 2 years, and I know we'll keep in touch, and we'll see you down the road.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Awesome. It's 3-2 Riders. We go to the top of the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We head into the fourth inning here in Amarillo, Texas. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. It's a 3-2 lead for the Frisco Rough Riders. We said goodbye to Seth Nordlund. We couldn't kick him out that fast. Seth is still with us. We're going to do some trivia this inning, and Seth just can't wait. It's some pitching trivia, so that's good timing for Seth Nordlund. All right, first pitch into Ben Blackwell is off the outside corner at ball one to the right-hand hitter, who singled on the first pitch he saw of his double-A career to put the Rough Riders ahead. A one-run lead currently for Frisco. Carlos Meza works back, and a foul ball over the right side. All right, we always tie it into on this date in baseball history, and it was on this date back in 2017. Matt Boyd almost had a no-hitter. Are you familiar with Matt Boyd?
Yeah, Nordlund? Tigers.
Tigers, yes. You know what college he went to?
Ooh, I do not.
Okay, that's all right. 1-1 pitch. It's down. It hurts a little bit. He went to my alma mater, Oregon State, former Beaver. Matt Boyd almost had a no-hitter. Tim Anderson broke it up with 2 outs in the ninth inning. On this date, 2017. Here's the 2-1 pitch. A swing and a foul ball right back from Blackwell, and it's 2-2. Got the next guy out, so he pitched a one-hitter against the White Sox. A 12-0 win for the Tigers on that day, a one-hitter. I'm not going to ask about no-hitters. Let's say perfect games. I want to ask, how many pitchers can you name that have thrown a perfect game in Major League history? Any order, just any of the names you can throw out there.
I'll go with my personal favorite to start, Randy Johnson.
Okay. Let me pull up the list here so I can go back. But, yes, that is correct.
Atlanta Braves, 2004.
Let me. You know more than I do about that particular one. Let's see here. Blackwell took a ball, by the way. It's 3-2. Blackwell swings and a high fly ball down the right side. perhaps playable for the right fielder. Castillo runs over just before he runs out of room. He makes the catch and is the first out of the inning. So Randy Johnson did have his perfect game, 2004. Yeah, against the Braves, well done. All right, that's very good. Good job so far.
All right, my next one would be Don Larsen in the World Series.
Don Larsen, World Series. Well done. Yeah, okay, so you got two of them. 1956, I believe it was. Here's the pitch. It's low and outside to Zion Banister, and it's 1-0. 3-2 Rough Riders in the top of the fourth inning.
Let me think here.
There was one this year. Did you see the one with the Yankees earlier this season?
Oh, yeah, Domingo Germán.
Yes. Mazza's pitch to Zion Banister. A grounder back towards the mound. Mazza comes off the hill and throws to first in time. Two down. And it brings up the top of the order. Caber Rodriguez is next. All right, you got three so far. That's pretty solid. There's one by the Astros also this year.
Oh, wow.
I should say a no-hitter. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm looking at a no-hitter list. But perfect games. Germán is the only one this year, I should say. Here's the toss into Rodriguez. It is off the plate and inside for ball one.
I know Phillies, Roy Halladay.
Yeah, way to go. Here's Mays' toss. It is low and outside to Rodriguez, and now two balls and no strikes. Roy Halladay in 2010 with the Phillies. The other one was with the Seattle Mariners, Pacific Northwest. That was the most recent before Germán. That was back in 2012.
That would have to be King Felix.
Yes. Here's a pop fly on the infield, playable for either Valdez or Duzanac. It's Valdez who makes the catch and puts it away. All right, you did pretty good. I think you got five of them. Well done. You didn't miss any. All the five you named were correct. So I'm going to give you a good grade on that one. Well done, Seth.
Would you have done that good?
For me, no. Zach would have gotten, I don't know, a lot of them. Who knows? Zach would always do better than me. But well done. Seth, thanks for joining.
Thank you.
All right, there's Seth Nordlund here on the Riders Baseball Network. 3-2 Frisco into the bottom half of the fourth inning. Stay with us.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
A close ball game once again in Amarillo. Bottom of the fourth inning, Nick Krauth works again. Nafe Castillo, and his first pitch runs inside, and it's ball one from Krauth. Seen a lot of one-run games this series. There's been one blowout that went the Rough Riders' way. Here's the 1-0. It's on the upper inside corner. One ball, one strike to Castillo. A one-run win yesterday for Frisco. They have lost three games by one run. And they won a game by 9 runs earlier this week. 1-1 pitch. A fly ball to left field. Hangs up in the air. Zavala jogs over. Shields the sun with his glove. Still running near the wall, and he dropped it. It bounces against the wall on one hop. Castillo around second. He's digging for third. And the throw is just a half second late. He's in there into third base. Leading off the inning, and Zavala dealing with the sun. Never got his feet set. He was still drifting and drifting towards the left center alley. And couldn't really pick it out of the sky on a cloudless day here in Amarillo. And Castillo to third on what might be an error, and maybe they give Zavala credit for the sun causing problems, although it did look like it bounced off his glove. And if it is an error, it's a three-base variety. Not yet put on hit or error on the scoreboard. Either way, runner at third against Nick Krauth. And Christian Robinson, the batter. First pitch. He lines it off of Krauth. It hits the pitcher. He goes to grab it and underhands for the out. It does not advance the runner from third. And hopefully Krauth is okay. He pumps his fist back towards the dugout as if to say he's good. And hit him near the midsection. And the runner from third, Castillo, stayed put. Krauth went to collect the loose ball near the mound. And he underhanded to first for the out. A line drive from Robinson. Goes as a 1-3 put out. Krauth ready to go. Here's the pitch. He is taken outside by Giancarlo Cintron, 1-0.
He must have gotten his glove up on it because that was hit really hard.
Yeah.
They do say error, by the way, on Zavala.
So three-base error on the left fielder. Pitch to Cintron, swung out in front, and it's 1-1. So the tying run 90 feet away for the Sod Poodles. Another one-run game here today. If this score holds, it'd be 5 out of 6 this week, decided by a single tally. Krauth is set with the ball behind his belt, or now after he comes set after having it there, and he deals in. Breaking ball popped up over the right side. Trouble for Hatcher. It's into foul ground. And it lands near the Frisco bullpen. And it's 2 strikes on Giancarlo Cintron with 1 ball. This was an Amarillo team coming in on a pretty hot streak. After all, they did clinch a postseason berth at the beginning of this week, and they had come in with 8 wins out of their previous 9 games. And a pair of 4-game winning streaks that were separated by just 1 loss. So 8 of 9 coming in. 1 ball, 2 strikes, the toss. Fastball swung on past the barrel of Cintron on a foul tip. Strike 3 held by Hicks. Nick Krauth picks up his 5th strikeout. So 2 outs, and Krauth hoping to strand a runner at third. It will be an unearned run, even if it does score, and Krauth would like to make sure he holds on to the lead. It's Jesus Valdez, the batter, coming in with a team-leading batting average of .375. First toss is on the inside edge, strike 1. Granted, small sample size. He'd only played 6 games entering today. Went 1-for-3 earlier this week and his only other playing time against the Rough Riders. 0-1 toss. Valdez takes again on the inner half. It's strike 2. Rough Riders ahead 3-2. Bottom half of the 4th inning. Runner at third for the Sod Poodles after a leadoff 3-base error. Drop fly ball at the warning track in left field, but Mayfi Castillo has not advanced since then. The 0-2 delivery. It is high and outside, 1-2 from Krauth. Really good offense that the Rough Riders have held in check this week and for the most part so far today. Just 2 runs to this point, but they could tack on a 3rd run here in the 4th inning. Krauth pitches, breaking ball, pop foul behind home. Amarillo had come in to this week having scored 50 runs more than any other team in the Texas League over the course of the season. And they've been certainly held in check. They've scored the fewest runs this week around the Texas League, just 13. Entering today's action. Krauth's 1-2 pitch. Grounded towards short. It's actually the second baseman, Blackwell. Backhands, throws to first. Pops out of the glove of Hatcher. He's safe and a run scores. Tying run comes in as Hatcher tried to pick it out on the throw from Blackwell. Came in on a bounce. As Blackwell was running away from second base, he crossed paths with Rodriguez, the shortstop, fielding on the opposite side of second. He was at the back of the dirt on the shortstop side, and it was a bang-bang play if Hatcher had been able to snare it. And it popped out of his glove. And Jesus Valdez is safe at first.
What a great play by Blackwell, though. Great effort. He's been very impressive defensively already.
Throwing back across his body. Tie ball game. Cam Duzenac swings underneath the fastball, and it's strike 1. So a run comes home, an unearned tally off of Nick Crowell. That one was called a base hit for Valdez, an infield single. Crowell works in, and Duzenac fouls it back. Got him in an 0-2 hole. So 3-3 is the score, the bottom of the fourth inning. Frisco getting all three of its runs in the second frame, but not scored since. Nick Crowell peering into his battery mate, Liam Hicks. They're on the same page. Andy deals. Breaking ball. Almost got Duzenac to chase. He did hold. Crowell squinting a bit as he's looking in for his signs. The sun very much in play, and it caused a ruckus earlier this inning. Aaron Zavala unable to catch a fly ball in left, in part due to the sunshine. No shadows currently on the playing surface. One ball, two strikes. Crowell stretches and pitches. Runner goes. The pitch is outside. Throw to second is in time. And he comes to an end. Pegged out Jesus Valdez at second base. And the first time he's been caught over his first seven games. He's one for two now as Liam Hicks guns him down. And the second time today, Hicks has thrown out a base runner at second. But one run does come in, an unearned tally, and the Sod Poodles tie the ball game. It's now 3-3 into the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Wyatt Lankford to lead off in the top of the fifth inning for the Frisco Rough Riders. It's his third plate appearance of the day so far and a rare hitless day to this point. Been a while since he hasn't had a hit. And he's facing a right-hand pitcher for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. It's Michel Otañez who fires in a strike, and it's 0-1 to Lankford. He did have three hitless games his first series when he was playing back in Frisco. He also had three multi-hit games. Here's the toss. In the dirt, skips into the glove of Roberts for ball one. And this series, he's only had multi-hit games, so he's yet to have a one-hit game in AA. He had a three-hit game yesterday, and it's 12 for 20 this series. Otañez's pitch, partial swing. He held back, barely got the bat off his shoulder. It's called a strike. And Lankford behind 0-2. As Seth Northern was mentioning, joining us on the air, sometimes Lankford will choke up with two strikes. Looks like his bottom hand is still near the knob. Here's the 1-2. Swings through it on a pitch low, and he strikes out for the second time today. Doesn't strike out a bunch, but he has punched out on two occasions here this afternoon. And Wyatt Lankford is the first out of this inning. Work by Michel Otañez. Not an easy task to get Wyatt Lankford out and the first opponent he faces. So one out, bases empty, tie score. Liam Hicks lines a ball toward second, snared on a bounce by Cintron in the grass. He throws to first in time. That liner took him into shallow right field. He reached out glove side to his left. He snared it on one hop and threw to first. Two down, and Kellen Strom the batter. Michel Otañez, who spent time at AAA this season, mostly at AA, his 28th appearance with the Sod Poodles, 32 innings and 53 strikeouts, and that's before the Lankford K. First toss is low and away to Kellen Strong. Tie ball game in the top of the fifth inning. 3-3 score. Strom singled back in the second inning, scored the go-ahead run. First pitch, or the next pitch, bounces off the plate. Two balls, no strikes. That lead has not stayed intact. Amarillo came back to tie last inning. Looks like Nick Krauth will come out for at least another frame. After all, he pitched 7 1/3 his last time out. He'll come back out for a fifth. Pitch to Strom. Thought about swinging. It's on the inner half for a strike. Two balls and one strike to Stromy. 1-for-3 yesterday of the walk. Strom takes again. This one just misses a bit low towards the inside. And he gets ahead 3-1. Strom's 121st and final game with the Rough Riders this season, playing more games than anybody else. Here is the pitch. Strom swings, gets under it, fouls it out of play over the right side. Leads the team in RBIs and walks, the active roster at least, and doubles as well. 18 doubles on the year. Probably the most impressive is the walks. If he gets one more, he'll have 75 on the season. Here's the 3-2. Strom swings underneath it. A 99-mile-an-hour gunner from Michel Ohtañez, who strikes out a pair in the fifth inning. Rough Riders go down in order, and it's a 3-3 ball game into the bottom of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the fifth inning in Amarillo, Texas. It's a tie score in the season finale for the Frisco Rough Riders. And Nick Krauth back to work, top of the order, with Cam Dusenak coming to the plate. Who has faced Nick Krauth three times today, is yet to be retired. One of them doesn't really count. He was the batter last inning when a caught stealing into the frame. So he's back up with a fresh count. First toss. Breaking ball in for a strike, and Krauth gets ahead again. He had two strikes on Dusenak. But then Jesus Valdez was caught running at second base. Dusenak now has one strike on him, the toss. Breaking ball hit over the right side, a little looper, running back Blackwell leaps out off the webbing of his glove and into right field for a base hit. Almost an electric play by Blackwell, who covered a lot of ground into right field. And the second baseman diving out away from home plate and just got the edge of his glove on the baseball but couldn't pull it back into his body. Good effort by Blackwell. But it's a single for Cam Dusenak, and he's got two singles and a hit by pitch today. Tim Tawa is the hitter. Now, while he and Dusenak suffered the same fate yesterday, different story today. They both struck out four times yesterday. Eight strikeouts and eight plate appearances combined. First toss to Tawa. He grounds it foul in between his wickets and behind him towards the Amarillo dugout third base side. Tawa is 0-for-2 today, two more strikeouts. So he's done the same thing as yesterday. But Cam Dusenak has left him behind with Dusenak's two base hits and a hit batter. 3-3 tie, bottom of the fifth. Krauth is set. And the right-hander deals. Breaking ball shatters a bat. Another blooper into shallow right field. And Bannister coming in. He slides, can't make the catch. It goes to Blackwell. He throws to second and got the out. It's a 9-4-6 force outfielder's choice. Bannister came in sliding. He couldn't make the catch. The ball rolled back towards the infield. And Ben Blackwell picked it up and smartly knew there might be a play at second base. He got the force out, pegging out Cam Dusenak at second base, who is caught in between. Should he run to second? Should he go back to first? He didn't know. And he wasn't quick enough diving into second base. And, yep, he was out on replay. That's a good call. And it's the first out of the inning.
That's such an impossible base running move for Dusenak. You can't go too far either way. And as Blackwell saw him drop that ball, Zion Bannister in right field, he took a quick peek, saw he was halfway, made a great throw.
Tie score, one out. And Caleb Roberts fouls it back. So Tim Tawa, the first time he's put the ball in play between yesterday and today, 7 plate appearances. And it did not go his way, what normally would have been a base hit if there was no one aboard. But it'll be a fielder's choice for Tim Tawa of the old-fashioned 9-4-6 variety. Just like they drew it up. Tim Tawa is a base runner, however. He's at first. One out in the fifth inning. And a tie score at 3 runs apiece. Our thanks to Seth Nordlund for joining us. Last couple innings.
He was great, wasn't he?
Oh, he was fun. I don't think I'd ever heard a pitcher admit that they purposely threw a ball onto the field of play. The 0-1 to Roberts. He flies it down the left field line. Tough play for Zavala. If it stays fair, it's extra bases. It lands off the warning track. Zavala gets it back in. The throw to second base, but Roberts in there with a feet first slide and a double. Tim Tawa to third on the sequence. Second and third for the Sod Poodles with a tie score in the fifth inning. Double to left is 23rd of the year for Caleb Roberts. And the catcher makes trouble for the Rough Riders. Second and third, and A.J. Vukovic the batter. Both the on-field bullpens here in Amarillo, it's possible to just chuck a ball and then they go behind the home plate as the catcher is set up with his back to home. It's happened several times this series, and I didn't know intentionally was perhaps on the table, but it's happened. Krauth kicks in. Fastball line foul over the right side, over the Frisco bullpen. Now, Seth said he didn't do it this series. It was last year, but just to get a little extra time, help out his pitcher or whatever the case may be.
Well, he never had a chance. He's never had to warm up in the bullpen.
That's true.
Here.
That's true. He's a starter. Yeah. Second and third for the Sod Poodles. The infield is in. Fastball grounded on the through the middle into center field. Base hit. It scores one run. The throw in from center field holds the second runner. Tim Tawa comes home to score the go-ahead run. Caleb Roberts to third, and A.J. Vukovic finally has an RBI this series. He came in with 95 on the year, franchise record, and for the first time this series, he's got a ribby against Frisco, his 96th of the year. A little soft single up the middle with the infield pulled in, and Vukovic does his job. 4-3 Amarillo in the fifth inning. Still only one out. And now it's Davis and De Los Santos. Krauth's first pitch to the right-hander is up and in.
He's the first pitcher I've ever heard admit that he likes the on-field bullpen.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that either. Now, he said, you can do it here and throw a ball onto the field of play. I said, you know, I wanted to say, you could do it in Frisco, too. You just have to chuck it onto the field of play. Here's the 1-0. Runner starts to go. Throw down to second on a swing and a miss. Bounces off of Vukovic and stays near the infield. That helped out Frisco. Held the ball from going into center field at second and third now.
And he's a 2020 player now.
Yeah, he tried it 3 times now, and finally on his third try, ever since he's gotten a 19 steals, he's now 3-for-5 on the week in stolen bases. Vukovic got to 19 this week and then was pegged out on 2 occasions, but this time works out. 24 home runs, 20 steals for A.J. Vukovic. Here's the 1-1. De Los Santos lines it over the third baseman, Chavez, into left field, base hit. It'll score 2. Vukovic around, and he scores the second. It's now a 3-run lead for the Sod Poodles on Davis and De Los Santos' RBI single. 2 runs on the base knock for Davison. And it's now 6-3, Sodis. The steal helps out for Vukovic, who was a little bit greedy earlier this week, trying to get to 20 steals, and that time was actually a very beneficial steal. Put him in position to score an extra insurance run. 6-3 Amarillo on an inning that's gotten away from Nick Krauth with all runs earned this frame. And still only one out in the inning. A mound visit now with a runner at first and Amarillo up 6-3 in the fifth. But Seth was a lot of fun. We knew he's a cerebral guy, be a good talker, and Enjoyed talking to Seth Nordlund today on the air. Hearing that discussion was fun.
When he popped the headset off when he was initially done after the three innings, he said, "Oh, man, I wanted a chance to do trivia. I've been listening to trivia all year." And Josh is like, "All right, well, let's do it right now." So he popped right back on.
Gave him a tough one, but he did well.
Yeah.
Trying to name all the perfect game winners. You were writing them down on your own. Yeah, you didn't have the chance to show off your own skills.
I tried to hand him my list, and he shooed it away. He's like, "I don't want your list.
You're not going
to
cheat." No, that was all Seth. He got five of them, if I remember correctly. Here's the pitch to Castillo. It is low and outside, ball one. And that was just five in the time allotted. Who knows how many more he could have come up with had we just sat around thinking about it.
He would have named all 28.
I think so.
No doubt.
Runner at first for the Sod Poodles. They're up 6-3. Some action in Frisco's bullpen now. Krauth's toss, a breaking ball dips below the zone. Andy Rodriguez is loosening for the Rough Riders. I'm trying to come up with another trivia question for you. We don't want to have the season finale without you having a chance to answer a trivia question.
So that'd be criminal.
Yeah, I'll think of another one.
Or should I pick one up for you?
We could do both.
Okay.
Why not? Here's the 2-0. It is on the inside corner for a strike.
How many days rest is Andy Rodriguez on?
Four.
Seven.
Dang it. All right, 0 for 1. Not even close. 2-1, the count from Nick Krauth, and he kicks. Fastball, partial swing, but Castillo held back. Three balls and one strike. Castillo reached on an error, got to third base last inning, and scored the tying run. An unearned run off of Nick Krauth, but he has allowed three earned this inning. His 3-1 toss. Castillo again starts to swing on a peel he did not go, and it's ball four. So runners at first and second for Amarillo. And they've now put on five of the first six batters this inning, and the only one that got out would have been a base hit. It was Tim Tawa in a fielder's choice in a shallow right field with a runner thrown out at second for the force out. And that's the only out so far this inning. Christian Robinson is the next hitter for the Sod Poodles. A chance for some revenge. Not that Krauth didn't get him out last inning. He did, but it was a line drive off of Krauth's body. He'd like to maybe strike him out this time or something else. Here's the first toss. Just below the knees, breaking ball, 1-0. Robinson homered for a two-run shot yesterday. And then in his first at-bat today, he singled. 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Fifth inning, 6-3 Amarillo. Krauth's pitch. Fastball hit towards third base, lands foul just to the left of the line. Sean Roof trying to point that it's a fair ball. And it was close, but definitely foul. So a 1-1 count on Christian Robinson. It's the first time that Nick Krauth has allowed more than three earned runs since July. It was eight starts ago. But he does allow five earned so far today. But plenty of time for Frisco to get back into it. Four innings left here in Hodgetown. Krauth set and he deals. Breaking ball skips behind the plate. It's a ball low. And now two balls and a strike to Christian Robinson. Do you have any category for your trivia you want me to think of? Any one that you're really feeling confident about? Pitching, hitting, recent, 1900s?
Let's go 1990s hitting.
Okay. All right, we'll think of something. 2-1 pitch. Fastball ridden to center field, high and deep. Schramm running back, still going to the track. He gives up on it, and that ball is just over the wall and gone. Back-to-back days with a home run. Christian Robinson, this one for three runs. 9-3 Amarillo. Right center field, and the park did not hold it. Christian Robinson's second home run with Amarillo, and both in the last 2 days. Sod Poodles open up a 6-run advantage with 6 runs this inning. It scores De Los Santos and Nathie Castillo on the long ball. And Nick Krauth now with a 6 spot in this inning. Frisco trails it by 6. It's Giancarlo Cintron, the hitter with 1 out, and the base is finally clear. Krauth back to the wind. Off-speed loops inside for ball 1. Up to 84 pitches on the day now for Nick Krauth. Andy Rodriguez throwing on the mound in the bullpen. Krauth still going. His 1-0. Fastball up and in is now 2-0. Well, that offense for Amarillo, like we were talking about, is potent for sure as John Goble comes out of the dugout. They've still scored 100 more runs than any other team in the Texas League. Or not more than the median, I should say. 100 runs for the Sod Poodles, more than the average this week. They added the fewest runs against the Rough Riders of any team in the Texas League. But today, they're back to their old ways. 9 runs over the first 5 innings. And we're not even done with the fifth yet. One out, base is empty with John Goebel chatting with Nick Crown. Frisco hoping to split the series this week. They'll need to come back and win this game to do so. And even if they don't win, still able to snare a couple wins this week. And the most dramatic and I would say fun game of the week was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Come from behind. 2-hour, 30-minute game. Here's the crazy part. Would you guess that yesterday's game, at 2 hours and 30 minutes, it was either the longest or the shortest in the entire Texas League yesterday? Which one was it?
It was the longest.
Yeah, by 1 minute. Every single game in the Texas League yesterday, 2.5 hours or shorter.
It tends to happen towards the very end of the season. Guys want to get out of here.
Yeah. Here's the toss. After the mound visit, Crow throws just high. He's behind 3-0. That was a lot of action packed into those 2.5 hours.
It was very well played. That's the thing that made it such a good game, I feel like.
3-0 pitch. Fastball rides to the bottom of the zone. It's 3-1.
Rough Riders had 16 strikeouts to 1 walk.
Really good by the pitching staff for Frisco yesterday. 3-1 deal. A line drive toward second. Blackwell running back. It's over his head into center field. Base hit. Giancarlo Cintron is 2-for-3 today. And it's the 6th hit of the inning for Amarillo.
There were only 2 walks combined yesterday. I guess it's one of the reasons why it felt like such a well-played game.
Today, similarly, most of the base runners have been by balls put in play. No walks for Rough Riders hitters and just 1 for Amarillo. And that is the last pitch that Nick Krauth is going to throw for the Rough Riders in 2023. Well, this final inning got away from him, so the numbers look a little worse. He was pitching pretty well, but in the end, Amarillo gets 9 runs off of Nick Krauth, and he goes 4 1/3 innings. Andy Rodriguez is the first one out of the bullpen for Frisco. The right-hander comes in to toss in the 5th inning. Frisco trailing 9-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
A pitching change in a difficult 5th inning for the Rough Riders. 6 runs have scored so far, and Amarillo leads at 9-3. Andy Rodriguez is the new dealer for the Frisco Rough Riders, facing the 9-hole hitter, Jesus Valdez, from the right side, with 1 out and 1 on. His first toss, breaking ball on the inside corner for his strike. Nick Krauth is done. Giancarlo Cintron's single was the straw that broke the camel's back this inning. That included a 3-run home run by Christian Robinson. So a runner at first for the Sod Poodles with 1 away. Rodriguez deals the 0-1 toss. It's way up near the eyeballs of Valdez, 1-1. Jesus Valdez 2-for-2 today. And the first one to face the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Andy Rodriguez making his 6th appearance of the year for the Rough Riders. 8 strikeouts over 4 2/3 innings. He kicks in. breaking ball low. And it's now two balls and one strike. His one road appearance has been his best one. He did allow four earned runs his last appearance at home, but his one appearance away from Riders Field was a scoreless inning with two strikeouts, no hits. He's working from the stretch, and the right-hander pitches in, a breaking ball fouled back. Two strikes on Jesus Valdez. Rodriguez, the native of Cuba, pitching against Jesus Valdez out of the Dominican, a righty-righty matchup with Cintron at first base. Six runs have scored this inning. Nick Crouth's final line, not that it's quite final, he's responsible for the runner at first, but four and a third innings, 12 hits, nine runs, eight of them earned. Rodriguez kicks in. Fastball swung on, got it past the swing of Valdez at 93 miles an hour. And second out of the inning is a strikeout from Rodriguez. Brings up Cam Duzanet, who started out this whole affair with a single to right center field. And to tell Valdez he was the only guy put out this inning. He was forced out at second base on a fielder's choice. That was into right field. He couldn't decide whether to go forward or backward on the bases. Hard to blame him. Drop fly ball. A line drive towards short. It bounces in front of Rodriguez. He underhands to second. Blackwell there for the fielder's choice, and the inning comes to an end. Good work by Rodriguez to strike out a man and then get a first pitch fielder's choice to end the inning. And we're done with a fifth. Well, six hits, six runs. And the Amarillo Sod Poodles pull ahead 9-3 through five innings here from Hodgetown. We head to the sixth. Zach Bigley back at the play-by-play. When we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the sixth inning, the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles in the final game of 2023. Here's Aaron Zavala in the first pitch. It's a breaking ball in the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Dylan Larson on the mound for Amarillo. Larson taking over for Michel Otañez. The pitch. Cuddles with the bottom of the zone, a strike, 0-2. Aaron Zavala 0-2 today. Rough Riders 3 runs on 8 hits, 1 error. Amarillo 9 runs on 12 hits and no errors. It'd be great to see Zavala finish out his final game with a hit. Open stance from the left side of the pitch. Breaking ball outside, 1-2. We usually spend this final game of the regular season, whether it's been in years with the Rough Riders and made the playoffs or not, reminiscing about these guys. Here's the 2-1. There's a high pop-up, left side, foul ground, and it rolls itself out of play into the seats. One ball and two strikes. Josh, I know that this is your first season in pro ball. I wanted to get your thoughts. You have a favorite memory from this year?
That is a good question. Favorite memory from this season. Let me think about that for a second.
Okay. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with the breaking ball. Dylan Larson strikes out the first man he sees, and that brings Josh Hatcher to the plate. 9-3 Amarillo out in front in the sixth.
I think on-field moment, the most dramatic single, oh my gosh, did that really happen, was the Rough Riders coming back down 5 in an inning. Thomas and Jacy hits the game-tying grand slam. It was all set up, bases loaded, but he wouldn't really do this, would he? And then slammed it to left field.
Pitch to Hatcher, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. That was in the ninth inning of the game.
Yeah, came back to walk it off that day. I think that was Acuna's walk-off single, right? Was that that same game?
It was, yeah. And that was the same night where the Rough Riders were honoring the championship from last year, the pitch. Breaking ball hit off the end of the bat. A squibber up the middle. Second baseman Cintrone's got it. Fires sidearm to first and gets him 2 outs. Freiner Chavez bats now. 9-3 Amarillo on top of the sixth. And the really poetic thing about that, I agree with you, that was the best on-field moment for the Rough Riders this year. In the championship series game two the year prior, he had tied the game in the ninth inning down to the final strike. And then he comes up in that game when they're getting their championship rings and hits the game-tying grand slam in the ninth inning. The pitch on the outside edge of strike to Chavi, and it's 0-1. So a really awesome moment. Here's the 0-1. Down low, and it's one ball and one strike. You have a favorite story from the year?
There's a lot of good ones. I think the best one.
1-1. Chavez takes outside. 2-1. Chavi is a pretty good one himself. The guy who was born in Venezuela, grew up there, played soccer on the streets of Venezuela when he was growing up. The 2-1. Pitches down low, and it's 3-1. His parents wanted him to focus on baseball, so they wouldn't let him play soccer at the high school level when they moved to Little Elm, Texas. And he played for Little Elm High School, focused on baseball, went to Midland College, and was drafted by the Rangers. Here he is at the AA level. 3-1. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner, 3-2.
I think I'd have to go with Alex Spees.
Yeah.
Just his story, almost like the rookie. I mean, he's teaching and coaching, stepped away from baseball, retired essentially, came back this year, pitched excellently with the Rough Riders, and then made his major league debut. That's hard. I mean, how can you beat that? That's just ridiculous.
Amazing story. 3-2 pitch. Fouled straight back. Still 3-2.
I think meeting a lot of the guys and learning about what they want in their future, seeing guys, like we were talking with Nick Krauth last week about after baseball and wanting to be a good husband, a good father, like that means even more than any particular baseball accolade.
3-2. There's a line drive up the middle on one hop to Duzanek at short. He's got it chest high, wings it onto first, and gets him for the final out of the sixth inning. The Rough Riders sat down in order. They've been sat down now 10 in a row by Amarillo pitching. It's 9-3. Rough Riders trail to Sod Poodles into the bottom of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
To the bottom of the sixth inning, Andy Rodriguez still out for the Rough Riders on the mound against Tim Tawa in the first pitch. Popped up to the right side, it drifts foul and out of play. It's 0-1. 9-3, Amarillo leads the Rough Riders. Happy to have you with us on this final game of the regular season in 2023. It's been such an incredible ride. Rough Riders this year, 0-1, swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. A nearly impossible run last year to have the follow-up back for. Winning the championship last season, Frisco had so much talent this year. In the second half, they just could not put it together. The offensive side and the pitching side at the same time. They were one of the best offensive teams in the league at the beginning of the second half. 0-2. Swinging a foul straight back from Taiwan. It's still 0-2. And then one of the best pitching teams in the second half towards the latter months. The offense could not get going after the trade of Thomas Ajayi and Luis Angel Acuña. That's where we sit now. Here's the 0-2 pitch. There's a fly ball deep down the left field line. Zavala turns and watches. It's gone. Tim Tawa with a solo home run to left field, his 22nd of the year. And it's double digits for Amarillo. It's 10-3. Sal Poodle's lead. Caleb Roberts stands in now. 10 runs on 13 hits for the Saudis. The pitch. There's a high fly ball into shallow right field. It's Zion Bannister who puts it away. It was J.J. DeRozio, the pinch hitter for Caleb Roberts. He flies out to right. Getting guys opportunities here in the final game of the season. A.J. Vukovic stands in, who had an RBI single in the fifth. Today. Andy Rodriguez wheels back and delivers home. Breaking ball over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Saw plenty of Major League debuts this year. Started out back on March 30th before our season even began. The 0-1. Fouled back, and it's 0-2. Mason Englert made his debut for the Detroit Tigers after he was picked in the Rule 5 draft. And Cody Bradford on May 14th. Grant Anderson on May 30th. The pitch is set in the air on a line. Foul right side. Still 0-2. Owen White, Alex Spies, Jonathan Ornelas, J.B. Martinez, and Evan Carter. All the men to make their debuts for the Rough Riders are from the Rough Riders up to the Texas Rangers. A tough day for the Rangers today with Cody Bradford in his start. The pitch. Breaking ball, cut on and miss. Strike three. Andy Rodriguez strikes out A.J. Vukovic. 2-1. Davison De Los Santos, the batter now. He's 1-for-3. The Rangers turn to Cody Bradford today in a somewhat spot start, and he pitched well through his first three innings, but then a 9-run inning for the Guardians. The pitch. Rip and a miss by De Los, and it's 0-1. 9 runs in the fourth inning for Cleveland. And they lead it 9-1 still in the bottom of the eighth inning at the mistake by the lake. The 0-1. Misses high and outside. It's one ball and one strike. 10-3 Amarillo here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the starters have been taken out, a bunch of them for the Rangers now. 1-1. Just outside, it's 2-1, and after winning 5 in a row, the Rangers really struggling against the Guardians. They're only a half game back of the Astros. 2-1. This is high, and it's 3-1. And these games are obviously very, very important, but you don't need to worry about this being the end-all, be-all. There's still plenty of baseball left to be played. The Rangers have a really good shot at the division still. The pitch. Fastball just outside, ball four. De Los Santos walks here in the sixth inning, and Nathan Castillo stands in. 10-3, Amarillo. Bottom of the sixth. Castillo 0-for-2 today, reached on an error and walked. Scored a couple runs. There's Rodriguez's pitch. Ground ball foul to the left side. 0-1. There'll be quite a few Rough Riders players who this is the end of the season for them. There'll be more Rough Riders players who will continue to play on in some facet. The pitch misses high. It's 1-1. A few guys going to the Arizona Fall League, a place where a lot of big prospects go to continue out their season. AAA also has 1 week left, and so we'll see if anybody goes up that way. The 1-1. Breaking ball over for a strike, and it's 1-2. At the end of the season for AA, just like we saw a couple guys come up from the high A level this week, and Florencio Serrano and Cody Freeman and Benjamin Blackwell. 1-2. Check swing on a pitch off the outside corner. He did not go around. 2-2. Some Rough Riders might be heading up to Round Rock. Over to Round Rock. Down to Round Rock. I guess down, technically. Down and over from where we are here in Amarillo. Down from Frisco.
Yeah.
Down is south. 2-2. There's a fly ball hit well into center field. That sends Strom back at the warning track. He's at the fence. Jumps up. It's over his head. Off the wall. Bannister collects from right. De Los Santos scores. Castillo into third with the RBI triple. It's 11-3 Amarillo. He reached on the three-base error in the fourth by Aaron Zavala. This one, a no doubt about it, triple over Kellen Strom and off the wall. Christian Robinson bats now. He had a two-run homer in the fifth. 11-3, Amarillo leads it. Bottom half of the sixth inning, the pinch. Breaking ball flips across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. So the Rough Riders looking at a big deficit here. The pitch. Robinson watches high. Ball and a strike to the former number one overall prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. The pitch in. Breaking ball. A check swing, and he held up on a pitch off the outside corner. It's 2-1. 11 runs on 14 hits now for Amarillo in their final regular season game. They'll be taking on San Antonio in the first round of the playoffs starting on Tuesday here in Amarillo. 2-1. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, 2-2. The North, in terms of the playoffs, has still yet to be decided. It's a battle between Wichita and Springfield. Wichita trailing by one game, a 2-2. Breaking ball, cut on and missed for strike three, and it retires the side in the sixth inning. Two runs across on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're into the top of the seventh next. Rough Riders trail the Sod Poodles. And a big, big margin on this beautiful Sunday that has turned sour for the Rough Riders. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
We are a STEM. For a limited time, get high-performance, ultra-reliable internet plans starting at just $25 a month. And now we have mobile, too. Experience the number one rated internet with this special offer. Switch today. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $25 a month all in for 1 year. Don't forget to ask about Astound Mobile. We are Astound.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top seven from Amarillo, Texas. The Rough Riders looking to come back from an 11-3 deficit. First pitch from Dylan Larson is down inside to Ben Blackwell. Thanks for joining us in the Riders Baseball Network. Josh Warden alongside Zach Bigley. Blackwell 1-for-2 in his double-A debut. First pitch he saw, RBI single. It's the toss. It is on the upper inside corner, 1-ball, 1-strike. It's the 27th and final game played of Blackwell's initial professional baseball season. Finishing out his college career at Clemson earlier this calendar year. The pitch, breaking ball near the shins, 2-1. He'll spend a chunk of the offseason in Arizona. Instructs. Facility in Surprise, where the Rangers have their spring training and other stuff going on there. Blackwell grounds a ball towards third, two hops into the glove of Valdez. He throws a strike to first base, and Blackwell is put away. Leadoff put out for Blackwell and the Rough Riders brings up Zion Bannister as we continue in the seventh inning in this afternoon game on Sunday, the season finale. 11-3 with the Rough Riders down. Zion Bannister's been fun to watch his first few games with the Rough Riders. Pitch rides upstairs, 1-1. His second start and fourth game played. Already has an RBI today. A couple ground balls. He's 0-for-2, but an RBI ground out on a fielder's choice. Here's the toss. Bannister rams it towards third. Valdez again fields and goes to first base just in time to beat Bannister. A pair of ground outs, 5-3 on both occasions. And there's two outs for the Rough Riders. In the top of the seventh inning. Love to see Bannister. I love one of the stories he told. If you heard the pregame show, you heard him talking about Derek Jeter being a big role model. And one thing he shared off the air, he just loves the game of baseball so much, wants to get involved, wants to be in the thick of things and feel like he's in the middle. Here's the pitch to Rodriguez. Kaber takes high and away. And Zion was saying earlier that if he's in a game and he doesn't feel like he played hard enough or slid enough, maybe any diving plays, he'll take some dirt and rub it on his jersey. High and away, it's 2-0, and he'll say, I want to feel like I'm there. I want to feel like I worked hard, and I will physically put dirt on my jersey if I have to. I'll do whatever it takes to be that scrappy type of player. Pitch to Rodriguez, high and outside again. 3-ball, no-strike to Caber. The Rough Riders do a segment on the video board back at home. It's a sponsored element, the player with the dirtiest jersey at the end of the game. And Zion never did play a home game for the Rough Riders. Pitches outside on the corner, in fact, 3-1. He got called up to double-A this series. So never did play at Riders Field, but I'm guessing he would have been a common choice for that segment. High and outside, it's 4 to Caber Rodriguez. 5-pitch free pass, and Rodriguez is the first base runner for Frisco since the third inning. 12 in a row were set down, but Caber Rodriguez reaches. And now Wyatt Langford, the batter, for his fourth and hopefully not final plate appearance for the Rough Riders. Two down in the seventh inning. 11-3, Amarillo ahead. Langford pinwheels the bat a couple of times, and the pitch. Outside, not close. Ball one from Dylan Larson. Love this story with Langford earlier, chatting with him at batting practice earlier this week. And he was going to face a pitcher he had seen back in college, Dylan Ray, who had pitched for Alabama. Langford takes again on the outside corner, this one 1-1. And he remembered facing Ray, who had got him out in the SEC tourney in 2022. Only one plate appearance against him, and he remembered popping out against Dylan Ray. A game in which he hit well. Here's the toss. Langford takes again on the outside corner once again. It's 1-2. So I brought up, well, you remember you homered that day. Very first batter of the ballgame, top of the first, you went yard. And he said, yeah, I do remember that. But I had to bring it up. He knew the game, but it wasn't until I brought it up partway through the conversation. Here's the pitch. Langford swings, just got a piece of it, fouls it to the right side at the very end of the bat. A bit fooled on a breaking ball, and it's still 1-2. The guys, he'll acknowledge his good games, but he's not going to brag about it necessarily. He's trying to get aboard for the first time today. He's 0 for 3. Langford hitting from the right side with the long pants. Here's the pitch. It is on the outside corner, taken for strike three, and Langford is down looking for the third out of the inning, and the Rough Riders are scoreless in the seventh. No hits and no runs for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of the seventh, 11-3 in Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Robbie Ahlstrom makes his final appearance of 2023. Left-hander out of the bullpen against a hot Amarillo offense. 11-3, the lead for the Sod Poodles. Bottom of the seventh. Ahlstrom's first pitch is taken by Giancarlo Cintron. And it's taken for his strike, 0-1 to the right-hand hitter, who's 2-for-3 today, as is the guy on deck, Jesus Valdez, as is the guy in the hole in Cam Dusenak. Ahlstrom's toss, a fly ball foul over the left portion of Hodgetown, and it's 0-2. I'm Josh Warden, he's Zach Bigley. One final go-around on the season, one final trivia
segment. Oh, baby, here we go.
Oh, man. You said 1990s hitting was the requested category. And I will oblige. Ahlstrom set. And his 0-2. Breaking ball. Almost got Cintron to chase. Lands on the plate. 1-2. All right, we'll do kind of a cavalcade of categories. We're just going to do each category, who leads it in the 1990s over the course of the whole decade. We'll start with batting average. Who were the batting average leaders in the 1990s in Major League Baseball?
Okay, I'm going to guess Tony Gwynn.
Yes, first place. Well done. Here's the kick. And another pitch low, 2-2. Any others you want to guess? You just want to move on categories?
Let's move on. Okay. Let's keep going.
It's not Tony Gwynn for most hits. Who is it?
It's Mark Grace.
Yes. How many is it to the number? No, I'm just kidding. 1,754, if that matters. Well done. Here's the pitch. Cintron grounds it towards third. 3 hops into the glove. Chavez down to an E. Gets up. Throws in time. And it's the first out of the inning. Jesus Valdez, the batter, with nobody on, and an Amarillo lead of 11-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning. I take a stab at most
doubles. Ooh. Most doubles. Craig Biggio.
Ooh, he's second by two.
Oh.
So I won't fault you for that one. Here's the first toss. Valdez takes a breaking ball for a strike.
Ricky Henderson.
No.
Man, most doubles. Edgar Martinez.
No, he's up there. He's third. Valdez flies it over the right side. Playable for Zion Banister, who went backwards at first, comes back in, and he makes the catch. Two down.
All right, we'll move on to the next category. Who is it?
It was Mark Grace by two.
Oh, man. Okay.
Let's skip to home runs. Most homers in the 90s.
I'm going to go Mark McGwire.
Yes, the only guy with 400.
Yeah,
405. The second is one of your favorite players of all time.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How about most stolen bases in the 90s?
Otis Nixon.
Otis Nixon did have the most, 478.
Yeah.
Well done.
This is sad.
Is it? Why? First pitch to SP Chen, a called strike. It's 0-1.
Oh, I know all this.
That's not sad. It's only sad if these are the only things that you know.
Just that not. It is the, these
no,
are the only things that
no,
I know.
You know more about music than I do. Two outs, nobody on. Robbie Alstrom leans in. Breaking ball misses 1-1. How about most caught stealing?
Ricky Henderson.
No, it was also Otis Nixon.
Okay.
How about best OPS? On base plus slugging.
Barry Bonds.
Yes. Over 1,000.
Yeah.
Pitch to SB Chen on the lower outside corner.
And that's steroid free.
1-2, yeah. There were three guys who had an OPS of 1,000 in the 90s. Who were they?
Sammy Sosa?
No.
Griff?
Yes. No, sorry. He was the closest outside. SB Chen takes high.
Okay. Did McGwire?
Yes.
Okay.
Bonds, McGwire, and one more.
And Juan Gonzalez.
Nope. 2-2 pitch. Chen swings, just fouled it at the plate, barely getting a piece. Right-hand
Mike
Piazza. Slugger. Nope. Right-hander. Big slugger.
Frank Thomas.
Yes.
Okay.
With 1,000. All right, most hit by pitches.
Is this a name I know?
Yeah, absolutely. You've already said his name in this.
Tony
segment.
Gwynn.
No.
Craig Biggio.
Yes.
Okay.
147 in the decade. Wow. Robbie Alstrom deals in. SP Chen fouls it back. It gives me a chance to ask you who grounded into the most double plays in the 90s.
Oh, man. Goodness. Who's a truck? Frank Thomas?
No. He's sixth.
Jim Thome?
No.
Edgar Martinez?
No. Here's the toss. It is in the dirt, bouncing well in front of home plate for ball three. Albert Bell.
Albert Bell.
Most
okay.
Double plays, yeah. Any other ones you want me to ask you? RBIs, walks, something like that? Well, you know walks, I'm assuming.
Barry Bonds.
Yes, no doubt. Is RBI's Barry Bonds.
What about pitching stuff in the 90s?
Okay, yeah, let me look at that if we have enough time. This might be the final pitch of the inning. It is fly towards right field, shallow right. Banister running in. He dives, and he did he hold on? The glove comes off. The ball is in his hands, and he did not make the catch. Oh, the ball took the glove off of Banister's hand. It looked like it hit the turf, and then he snagged it with his bare hand as he was rolling over.
Hopefully he didn't roll over his wrist.
Yeah, he is shaking out his hand. He's back on his feet. He was on his knees for a while. Lunged out. Yeah, glove popped off, and then he grabbed the ball. He tried to show it to the umpire as if he caught it, which I don't know how that would have been possible for the ball to go through his glove and into his bare hand with the glove coming off.
Would have been incredible.
Yeah, I say still give him the out. I mean, that was a good effort. But it's a single for SP Chen. So Tim Ta with the batter. Runner on for the Sod Poodles. 11-3 the lead in the seventh inning. First pitch. Tawa flies it to the left field side. This one will stay in the yard, unlike last inning. Tough play for Zavala looking into the sun. Shielding, and he makes the catch. Good work by Aaron to put it away. And that's the inning. All right, really quick. Best ERA in the 90s. Who was it?
Greg Maddux.
Yes, 2.54. Well done. Good job, Zach. I say A-plus on your trivia.
All right, I'll take it.
11-3 Sod Poodles into the bottom of the seventh inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Final couple innings on the 2023 season here from Hodgetown. We're in Amarillo where the Sod Poodles lead it 11-3 in the finale. Top of the eighth inning, it's Liam Hicks, Kellen Strom, Aaron Zavala who will stride to the plate against the Sod Poodles in this inning. It's a new pitcher, Zach Barnes, right-hander out of Grand Canyon University. And the Scottsville native who was signed as a free agent out of 2021 makes the appearance here in the finale against Liam Hicks. Left-handed batter is in. He's 1-for-3 today. Barnes' first toss. Fastball upstairs, 1-0. Hicksy leading the team with walks this series, 5 of those. There's also been 2 hit-by-pitches this series coming in. They were both on Hicks. Down and in. And it's now 2 balls and no strikes to Hicks. So a lot of free passes for him, but none of those today. Just 1 base hit, and he's 1-for-3. The toss. Hicks swings through and fouls it to the backstop, 2-1. Like we were talking about earlier today, opening day so long ago, and yet not so much in terms of how far it felt ago that we were playing back on April 6th in Frisco against this same club. It was the Sod Poodles and the Rough Riders to begin the season and to end the season. The season began 12-4, a win for the Rough Riders on day one. Grant Anderson was the winning pitcher that day. The pitch to Hicks, it is in the dirt, and now 3-1. I think it would be poetic if Aiden Anderson, his twin brother, was the winning pitcher. It's unlikely because he threw 2 innings yesterday, but I think that would be poetic.
And it's unlikely because the Rough Riders are down 8 runs. But
also a good reason. 3-1 pitch. Hicks grounds it foul right side. I say they come back, tie the game here in this inning. Aiden Anderson comes out, pitches a third of an inning to close the next frame, just throws 2 or 3 pitches, and then the Rough Riders take the lead the next inning. He's the winning pitcher.
Okay.
That's what they should do. The toss to Hicks. It is high and outside. Ball 4. Another free pass is team leading 6 of those this series.
And if that's his final plate appearance of the season for the Rough Riders, he'll go 52 strikeouts, 49 walks this year. And that's phenomenal stuff in 77 games here in AA.
Yeah, for a catcher to be that productive getting aboard and producing for the Rough Riders, very good for Liam Hicks. A leadoff walk, Kellen Strom, who's not unfamiliar with walks himself, takes and he gets ahead, one step closer to his 75th walk. He'd love to get a base hit, though. He could finish with a 250 average this season if he singles or gets a hit. Runner on for the Rough Riders. Here's the toss. Strom takes at the knees, 1-1.
I believe if he homers here, he will have an OPS above 700 as well.
Yeah. He's 1-for-3 today. Singled on in the second inning and scored on Ben Blackburn's RBI. Kellen Strom hitting from the right side. And Barnes' toss way high, 2-1. Jordan Lawler homered in that opening day game, although that was against Frisco. The Dallas kid himself showing out on opening day and making his big league debut later in the season. 2-1 pitch is at the knees, 2-2 to Strom. Frisco had 4 players play in that game who made later and went to the big leagues. That includes a rehabber, Leody Taveras. Does not include Owen White, who pitched the next day. 2-2 pitch. Strom swings, grounds it left side over the bag, foul just to the left of the pillow. And Strom probably would have had a base hit out of it. A soft grounder, but well placed at third. But a foul ball, it's 2-2. Amarillo had a couple make their MLB debut. Besides Jordan Lawler, Bryce Jarvis also made it up of opening day players. Here's the pitch. Strom swings, just got a piece, fouls it to the netting behind home plate. Grant Anderson, Alex Spies, Evan Carter all made their MLB debuts after playing an opening day for the Rough Riders. Pretty good day to open the season for Frisco, defeating this Amarillo team by 8. They currently trail by 8 to the Sun Poodles. Here's the pitch. Strom swings, a ground ball towards short, rolls into the glove of the shortstop. Cintroni goes to second to Chen. His turn is in time for the double play. 6-4-3. Cintron to Chen to De Los Santos, and there's 2 outs in the 8th inning.
One of the really cool things about looking back on the opening day, and obviously it's fun this year, but it's fun a few years down the road to see, oh wow, look at that guy. That guy was in the starting lineup. He's now in the big leagues doing all these great things.
First pitch to Zavala is in the dirt, ball one.
When you look back at the 2022 starting lineup, just 2 years removed from that, there were 4 big leaguers in that lineup. J.P. Martinez, Ezekiel Duran, Jonathan Ornelas, and Cody Bradford.
1-0 pitch is hit on the ground, right side. Chen stumbles, the second baseman to the dirt, throws to first, not in time. Chen couldn't hold his feet. And are they saying foul ball? Did he foul it off his foot?
No, it was deflected off the pitcher.
No, hit off the pitcher, Barnes, and went to Chen, who had stumbled out and tried to come back off the carom. Looked down and a ball deflecting off the pitcher, Zach Barnes, who seems okay. And he's back to work against Josh Hatcher. Here's the first pitch, and Hatcher lines one past the pitcher, past Barnes, right into the glove of the shortstop. And Cintron makes the play to first to put away Josh Hatcher. So no runs across for the Rough Riders in the 8th inning. Just 1 base hit for Aaron Zavala and nothing else. 11-3, Sod Poodles ahead. And bottom of the 8th inning coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes 1 and 1 makes 3. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Danny Duffy makes his final appearance with the Rough Riders in 2023. Left-hand pitcher comes out of the bullpen for Frisco to toss in the 8th inning. Amarillo leads it with a comfortable advantage of 11-3. J.J. D'Orazio is the first batter here in this 8th inning. Batting in the 3-hole where Caleb Roberts got the start, but he's been catching recently. The first pitch is at the knees for a strike. Josh Warden alongside Zach Bigley, mentioning a lot about the players who have come through Frisco this season, made their time here with the Rough Riders, whether they're still here or off to AAA or better. Duffy's toss, breaking ball swung on and whiffed by D'Orazio. It's 0-2. And for all the great things that those players have done, it has handcuffed the Rough Riders a bit down the end of the season, which is normal. Every minor league team loses a lot of the names that played so well. But after all, if they play well, they're going to move up. But just for a sample size of what Frisco got in terms of production earlier this season, in terms of players that are no longer here, there's a lot of names missing now. Duffy's toss. 0-2 is at the knees, taken. Strike three. Danny Duffy sits him down. Three pitches, three strikes. Well done by Danny Duffy. And so with one out, it brings up A.J. Vukovic. Bases are empty for A.J. This is the 24th appearance of the year for Danny Duffy. His pitch, a swing and a miss. Already 37 strikeouts in just 30 innings for Danny. And a 2.37 ERA with Frisco. The Rough Riders missing a lot of the guys who have played so well for Frisco this season. Which, again, that's expected. Pitch to Vukovic is over the plate, and it's 0-2. The top four, top five in home runs, top five in RBIs, top three in hits, top four in stolen bases are all gone for the Rough Riders. Most of those is some combination of Evan Carter, Thomas Ajayi, Dustin Harris, Luis Angel Acuna, Jax Biggers. The 0-2 toss is at the knees again. Strike three. Six pitches, two strikeouts for Danny Duffy. Uh-oh. Don't say it yet, Zach. Don't say it yet. Okay, well, you can say it.
We're on immaculate inning walk.
Sure are. Still got three pitches to go, but Danny Duffy would love to finish out his time with the Rough Riders on an immaculate note. But he's got to work through Davison De Los Santos. Good hitter. It does swing and miss a lot. Here's the first pitch, a foul ball behind home plate. All right. Well, seven pitches, seven strikes, two strikeouts. And Danny Duffy still has the possibility. De Los Santos does lead the team with strikeouts this month. 15 of those, but none today. The 0-1 from Duffy. Swung on and missed. We're one pitch away. Two strikeouts and an 0-2 count. Davison De Los Santos steps back in, waves the bat around. Duffy looks down at his cleats and peers in. Has his call from Hicks and time is called. Danny Duffy, who's had an excellent MLB career, could put one more little feather in his cap. 0-2 count with two strikeouts. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Danny Duffy is immaculate. Nine pitches, three strikeouts. Ridiculous. Danny Duffy's done it in the eighth inning here in Amarillo in the season finale. And a highlight here in this Sunday afternoon. Danny Duffy, nine pitches for three Ks. And we're done with the eighth inning. Oh, man. My
wow.
Heart's racing.
That's awesome.
He did it. That's fantastic. That's one of the highlights of the year right there. And certainly the highlight today. It's 11-3 Amarillo to the ninth and final inning of 2023. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the pitch to Freiner Chavez is fouled back, and the count is now 1-1 on the Rough Riders' seven-hole hitter. We welcome you to the top of the ninth inning. It's 11-3 Amarillo out in front of Frisco. The final ninth inning of the year. The pitch is a line shot down the left field line, and it drops in fair, rolling into the corner. Chavez around first on his way to second. He's got himself a double in his final at-bat of the year.
two-hit day for Frenier Chavez. It brings Ben Backwell to the plate. 11-3 ball game. Rough Riders trail. It's the final inning of the year for the Rough Riders, unless they can score 8 runs to tie it. What an incredible season it's been. Zach Barnes is out on the hill. And here's the stretch and the first pitch to Ben Blackwell. At the bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. Incredible journey for Ben Blackwell as well, who is with Dayton to begin his college career, a graduate transfer to Clemson, his dream school. Was there for 2 seasons, played shortstop in every single one of his games in his 2 seasons there. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, hit in the air, out to right field. This one sending Castillo back. He's at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. Chavez tags from second, moves to third. Blackwell flies out to right field. There's one away. Here's Zion Bannister. Well, Blackwell was one of the last players signed after not being drafted. At 24 years old, he's been on the older side. But he has had quite a whirlwind. Was in Arizona for 2 weeks, then in Hickory at the high A level for just about a month. And then was figuring his season would be over. First pitch to Zion Bannister is low and inside, 1-0. He was actually flying and in his layover at DFW Airport when he got the call that, hey, stay in DFW. You're actually going to fly to Amarillo and join the team. The 1-0. Swinging a bouncing ball off the plate. Out to the second baseman. Chen's got it. Flips underhand to first. In time to retire Bannister. Chavez comes in to score on the play. And the Riders now trail 11-4. 2 outs in the inning. RBI ground out for Zion Bannister. His 3rd run batted in 4 games with Frisco. Top of the order, here's Caber Rodriguez. Caber can get aboard and give Wyatt Langford one last chance. Down to the Rough Riders, final out of the season. 2 outs, the pitch. Rodriguez takes in, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes from the right-hander Barnes on the 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Hard to encapsulate the season in so few words, but the pitch is down, though, and inside it's 1-1. Rough Riders had some missed opportunities this year. A lot of great moments throughout the season. 2-0. Fastball, middle strike, and it's 2-1. It was our absolute pleasure to bring it to you all season. 2-1. Swinging a line shot, base hit right field. Rolling up into the alley, Castillo cuts it off and gets it back in. Caber Rodriguez has reached 4 times with 3 hits to finish off his season. And that brings Wyatt Langford to the plate, who's 0-4 today. Langford undoubtedly will be the Texas League Player of the Week. He has 11 hits this week. 4 homers. Looking to cap the week. Positive note, the pitch. He swings and misses, swinging out of his shoes and a breaking ball below the zone, and it's 0-1. Langford soon to be the number one prospect in the organization after Evan Carter graduates. Here's the 0-1. Low and away, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. 11-4, Rough Riders trail. The pitch. The breaking ball is high, and it's 2-1. Nobody holding Rodriguez on at first base. 2 outs, Barnes stretches. He brings it. Fastball, strike at the bottom of the zone. Oh, borderline call by Nate Dietrich. Langford didn't like it, and he calls time. Rough Riders down to their final strike of the season. 3-2. Barnes has his sign. He readies. The pitch on the way. Breaking ball is high. Now it's 3-2. Beg your pardon. Was 2-2. Barnes readies. Rodriguez will take off. The pitch home. Langford takes down an in, ball 4, and the Rough Riders have 2 aboard with 2 outs. Liam Hicks the batter now. Hicks 1-for-3 with a walk and a single. Makes he a 771 OPS. Fantastic season at the plate, especially for a catcher. He's thrown two runners out trying to steal today. Barnes delivers. Hicks swings, rams it up the middle into center, base hit. Rodriguez around third. He comes in to score, and it's an RBI single for Liam Hicks. 11-5, Rough Riders trail. Rough Riders top of this order, getting it cooking. Liam Hicks with a two-hit day in his final game of the season. He picks up an RBI, and here's Kellen Strong. 1-for-4 day for the Riders center fielder. And time called. Tom Gorzolani is out of the dugout. I guess you can say Tom called. Rough Riders with a lot of work to do still here in the ninth inning if they want to try and force a bottom of the ninth. Kellen Strom has singled to right field in the second. He has since flied out, struck out, and grounded into a double play. What an incredible pleasure it's been to watch Kellen Strom over these last 2 years. A guy who is amazing in the clubhouse and has a bright future ahead of him no matter what he chooses to do. The pitch. Fastball, outer edge, a strike, and it's 0-1. Very sad to say that Kellen Strom has to finish the season. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, out to third. Valdez has got it. On to second, and there's the ball game. The curtain has closed on the 2023 season. And while the Rough Riders will not make the playoffs, what a season it was. Your final score from Amarillo. The Rough Riders fall to the Amarillo Sod Poodles by a final score of 11-5. And the 2023 season is over. We ask you, please stick around. We'll chat just a little bit here on the postgame show coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
For the final time in 2023, we welcome you back in to the post-game show. The Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. It's an 11-5 loss for the Rough Riders in the last day of the season. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Well, Josh, I guess your final thoughts on this one and this whole season.
Well, I think coming in, we knew while wins and losses are fun to call, the most important thing is, for one, the development of the players on the field and then off the field, the relationships and growing as people. And the Rough Riders didn't win enough games to make it into the playoffs, but since that wasn't the most important thing, I think the successful part was the most important thing. I mean, we got to know these players really well. It's a great group of guys. They developed a lot. We saw a lot of major league debuts, a lot of guys who make really big impact with the Rangers or whatever other teams they play for. And so I think, yeah, it was an incredible year, and I think this one is a more impactful and more significant season than most for the Rough Riders. I mean, I think last year and this year could be, you know better than I would. I mean, they won the Texas League Championship, but I think this one is still, in a lot of ways, just as impactful of a season, even though they don't have a ring to show for it. But a lot of players who will play at the highest level for the Rangers in Major League Baseball.
And I think when you look back at the 2023 full roster, counting everyone who ever set foot on the field as in a Rough Riders uniform, you're going to look at a lot of future big leaguers and a lot of guys, as you mentioned, who are going to make a really big impact at the next level. Couldn't have said it better myself. I think for me personally, this has been a wonderful year because I got to work with you. And, you know, I just wanted to say thank you for everything you've done all season long. You've been amazing. And, you know, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I just want to thank you for all your hard work this year.
I was going to compliment you first, but now I'm just going to look like I'm responding because you already said it. But, no, it's been a great year. You've made it easy. You call a great game. I mean, you wouldn't have shared this on the air because you wouldn't say a compliment that was given to you by Seth Nordlund, but I'm going to say it because it was off the air. But after we finished with Seth earlier today, pulled out the headset and said, you know, we've had a lot of different broadcasters of teams I played for, and me and my wife have listened to, but you're the best. And he said that off the air. He meant it. Looked right at you. So I know you wouldn't have said that and bragged about it, but I'll brag about you a little bit. The guys appreciate you. I know you've gotten a lot of compliments. So, yeah, thanks for your hard work and big things ahead for you. So it's been a fun year. Hopefully the fans have endured us a little bit, all of our wild trivia and shenanigans on the air, but it's been a blast, and we love all the front office staff and coaches. It's been a fun year.
Well, I appreciate you. Absolutely. It's been an incredible season. I'd like to extend our thanks to all the players and the coaches. Manager Carlos Cardoza was phenomenal. And a big thank you to everybody who helped make all these broadcasts possible over the course of the season. Our wonderful boss, Kristen King, our director of marketing, our general manager, Scott Burchett, our owner, Chuck Greenberg. Everything that has gone into all season, not only in the broadcast, but also making sure that all 68 home games went smoothly. It was a lot put into this whole year, and it was another very successful year of Frisco Rough Riders baseball. That's going to bring things to a close here in the 2023 campaign. The Frisco Rough Riders fall to the Amarillo Sod Poodles on the final day of the year, but it was a season to remember here in Frisco. Once again, I'd like to thank everybody who made this broadcast possible for today's game. Thanks to our very gracious hosts, the Amarillo Sod Poodles. On behalf of Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, Kristen King, my wonderful broadcast partner, Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley, one more time saying thanks for picking us up tonight. Have a wonderful offseason. We'll talk to you next April with the opening game of the year, April 6th, home opener, April 9th. We can't wait. Until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!